If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, let's start with a little golf right around now. The Ryder Cup in Paris going on. Americans now trail the Europeans 10.5 to 9.5. Justin Thomas beat Rory McIlroy 1-up in their singles match. Webb Simpson wins his match 3-2. Brooks Koepka and Paul Casey have their pairing. Tony Finau wins his match as well.
What's Mr. Simpson's first name?
That would be Webb.
W-E-B-B. W-E-B-B?
Yes.
Webb.
He doesn't want to be confused for the worldwide.
Oh. Think that short for Webster?
Could be Webster, Charlotte's Web.
You think he's named after Charlotte's Web?
What about Jack Webb?
Good call. Could be the Web coming out of Spider-Man.
Oh, here we go, Shawnee. Jack Webb.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just the facts, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, more of the facts,
Andy.
Just the facts, sir.
Just the facts. 8 matches remain. Americans lead in 2. Europeans lead in 5. 1 is all square. U.S. needing 14 points to retain the cup, and the Europeans need 14.5 to take it away. Big game today at Wrigley Field. The Cubs and the Brewers tied for first place in the National League Central. They will each clinch a playoff spot already, but neither wants to be forced to play the one game or go home wild card game. If both win or both lose today.
Oh, here we go with the if.
Oh, yeah. Here's the scenario.
Here's the
scenario. Let's go through this real quick.
Hang on a second.
All right. Okay. There will be a quiz later. Okay. If the Cubs win.
Yep.
And the Brewers lose.
Yeah.
The Cubs win the National League Central, and the Brewers are the number one wild card team.
Okay.
If the Brewers win and the Cubs lose,
right.
The Brewers are the National League Central champs, and the Cubs will have to play in the wild card.
Okay.
Now, if both win, game 163 Monday at Wrigley Field, which is tomorrow, and if both lose, game 163 tomorrow at Wrigley. You got all that?
Shawnee, I'll give you $1,000 if you can repeat that.
No, can't do it.
Okay. So basically.
So go ahead and do it again, Andy.
Yeah. So basically, the Cubs just need to win and kind of hope that Detroit beats Milwaukee
today.
That's
the bottom line.
And that's all they can really. You know, now, if the Cubs lose, they got to root for Detroit really hard because that would force a game 163. See, there's 162 games in a regular season schedule.
Yeah.
So if they're tied after the regular season ends, you have to play an extra game.
Right.
Now, it could have been even worse if there was a tie for the wild card as well, because then you'd have a one-game playoff for that, and then another one-game playoff to determine who wins the wild card. Or you could be in the White Sox situation and just playing out the string like they will be today. The Sox will be at Minnesota today.
His name is Webb, you said.
W-E-B-B. B-B-B-B-B. The final game of the 2018 season later today. I will have your pregame at 1:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 2:10. Now, there's no variable in that. At 1:35, I will definitely have your pregame.
Oh, yeah.
Whether the Cubs win or lose.
Oh, yeah, you will, because I'm leaving at 1:36. So.
And there's no variable in this either. The Bears will be playing today at Soldier Field, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hampa will be in cause, and no questions here either. We'll be screaming about it after the game. Win or lose, it'll be coming up after the White Sox on here on WGN. Blackhawks start the regular season on Thursday against Ottawa. They wrapped up their preseason with a 4-1 win last night over Columbus at the United Center. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, and all the playoff news you need to find out, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, our expressways and tollways moving well. We do have some accidents around in the suburban areas, two in Elgin. Watch for an accident at Kimball and Grove Avenue, also an accident at Randall Road and Royal Boulevard. In Mettawa, north suburban Mettawa near Vernon Hills, we have an accident with injuries involving a pedestrian at Everett Road and River Woods Road. Finally, an accident in Kenilworth at Green Bay Road, north of Kenilworth Avenue. This traffic report is sponsored by MyPillow. Your mattress uncomfortable? You need a MyPillow mattress topper, transforming any bed into the most comfortable bed you'll ever own. Use promo code WGN at MyPillow.com for 30% off, plus two free standard MyPillows. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Some showers in places this morning. High today around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm. Lows in the 50s. For tomorrow morning, cloudy, some showers possible, then partly sunny and warmer, high in the mid-70s. O'Hare 55, Midway, and the Lakefront both come in with 58.
Are there any fests today?
No, there actually are not.
It's too cold?
I have not seen any festivals listed today.
No, not an Oktoberfest?
So, no Oktoberfest. Those are wrapping up, actually, here. They have Oktoberfest in September.
But. I say this every year. Should be illegal to have Oktoberfest
in September.
If it's not October.
Yeah, it's think of it as a preview event.
It's logic. It's just logic.
Oh! We have one. Oh, we have one.
It's just handed to him.
Oh!
A breaking fest.
A breaking fest. Displays between Roosevelt and Harrison closed for the Maxwell. It's an annual or a weekly.
That's not a fest.
It's not a fest. All right then.
I'll try to pass that off, Senator.
I'm Dave Schwann.
He's been drinking beer again.
Really? I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio News.
Pass it along. I'm thirsty, too.
Ready to join the conversation live.
I had a couple of beers while you were explaining the cup scenarios.
Yes. Can you go through that again, please?
Absolutely. I'll go through it backwards.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom. Ready to join this conversation. Going to be a long morning whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
First of all, thank you to Pete McMurray for filling in for me last week. We were out the opening ceremonies for the AIDS Run and Walk. Tremendously successful. And it was a gorgeous day, beautiful day, and Pete did a fantastic job filling in. You know, I pay Pete myself when he fills in.
Out of your own pocket?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, anyone fills in on the show, I personally pay them.
Never paid me.
I take that out, and I consider that emotional money that I pay.
Duress.
Punitive damages.
Yeah, punitive, right. It's emotional distress money that I've been getting for that. So, anywho, we've got a packed show today, and an extra large, as Andy mentioned today. Andy's pregame will begin at 1:35. So, does that mean you're doing the news at 1:30, Schwanny?
Might as well.
Yeah, he's going to do the news at 1:30.
Well, you don't have to sound so excited about it.
Andy and I were now that we know you're going to be on it at 1:30. Andy and I were thinking to ourselves, are we going to have to come up with a pregame show?
What do you mean?
Well, to fill that time between, you know, the end of the 1 o'clock news and 1:30. Here.
No, I'm not.
Tom told us, executive producer Tom Hush filled us in. So, yeah, we're good. We're good.
He told you that I'm going to be doing the extra half hour.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we have an extra something special planned in that half hour.
Uh-oh.
It's a surprise.
Is it a surprise to you as well? Or
yes. It is a surprise to me. It's when you hear someone say it's a surprise, that means we have nothing planned. We're just going to hope for the best.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe, no, actually, we do. There's, you know, the Chicago gourmet that everyone's talking about. Everyone seems to be hypnotized by it. It's like the, it's actually where Lollapalooza takes place. It's the Lollapalooza of food fests. It's a big, you know, like, it is a Taste of Chicago, like an upscale version of Taste of Chicago. And, you know, we are going to talk with the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association that helps put this event on. That's going to be at 12:30. But then the other day they did a competition of the best burgers in Chicago, which is one of my pet peeves. because, you know, these overly fancy burgers wind up winning that, to me, are no longer burgers anymore.
What do you mean they're no longer burgers?
Well, they're no longer there. There's ground beef in them, or, you know, some kind of ground meat in them, but there's so much other stuff that it to me, no longer resembles a hamburger.
Oh, you mean with all the extra stuff they put on?
Let me ask you this question.
All right.
And I say axe on purpose.
I heard you say that.
Before I get 20 emails going. The word is ask, not axe. Should foie gras be on a burger?
No.
Foie gras?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even like avocados on a burger.
Yeah. I like avocados.
I think the most extreme I'll get is a pineapple.
Okay.
You had pineapple on a hamburger?
Yeah, on like a teriyaki burger.
Oh, on a teriyaki burger. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I like mushroom.
Mushrooms are good.
I'll occasionally put mushrooms. But foie gras on a burger? No way. Mm-mm. Sorry, you're not a burger anymore. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you are, but you're not. If you've got foie gras on your burger, on a beef patty, it's not a burger to me anymore. And that's I forget the name of the restaurant that won this. But I'm going to in that bonus half hour from 1 to 1:30 in Andy's pregame.
The pregame.
We'll talk about some of these places that are alleged to be the best burgers in Chicago. I take exception with nearly every single one of them.
See, I wonder why people put so much stuff on it, because you can't
eat it. You can't eat it.
Too much
you
stuff.
Get in the huge buns, right. And then they just load it on. There is no way you can get your mouth around it.
Swanee's been a big bun man for years now. He loves sesame seeds on his big buns.
I'm leaving right now.
I'm talking about brioche buns. You know brioche.
I know brioche very well. Yes.
I like a good pretzel bun.
I like pretzel buns. They're a nice pretzel bun, but there's too much stuff.
You've got half a pound of meat on there.
Here's what should be on a burger. Ground the patty.
Right.
Lettuce, tomato, maybe onion. That's it.
Pickle. I have it.
After that, call the police.
What about this?
Pickle. Yeah, I enjoy nice dill slices on there too. Yes,
I like this. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, right? Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Once again, it's the buns again with him. It's the buns. He's the bun man.
See, I like the thinner char grilled patties, and then you can put, you know, the lettuce, like you said, the cheese and pickles. Got to have mustard on it, of course.
Yep.
And that's easy to eat, and it's good.
Yeah, because when you start putting, you know, the deal, I don't know if I hope this trend is over. But for a while, everyone was putting a fried egg on a burger.
Mm-hmm. Still see that.
Yeah.
Like a breakfast burger.
Ugh. Call the food police. It's disgusting.
You know the burger that still comes in for me, one of my favorites?
Slider? White Castle?
Billy Goat. Nope.
Billy Goat's good.
The Goat.
Yeah, the Goat makes a nice burger.
It's just simple.
Toasted bun.
Those buns are great. Those are Kaiser rolls, actually.
They are Kaiser rolls. They're actually technically are not.
Those are Kaiser rolls that they serve at the Goat. But then you have your choice of condiments with it. Right. No, Billy Goat Burger. That's the one for me.
Yeah, I wish I could find that. Let me just hang on a second. I got to see if I can find this burger.
Yeah, I like to be able to put your own condiments on it. I'd load up the pickles over there at the Billy Goat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
those pickles.
I love a nice pickle on the burger. Okay. This is the place that won Best Burger. It's called the Mallard Tavern. Mallard Tavern.
Is it Mallard or Mallard?
M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D.
That might be Mallard, French.
Okay. On this burger... foie gras, seared foie gras, crispy prosciutto de Parma, black truffle pesto, and foie gras mayo. That's not a burger.
Pass.
Not a burger.
Yeah. Foie gras mayo?
Yep.
Hmm.
Here's another one with scotch miso sauce on it and kimchi. These are not burgers.
No, it's too fancy.
Like I said, Billy Goat.
That's right.
That's like buying an expensive couch you can't sit on.
Yeah, right. You know? That's a beautiful piece of furniture. Please do not sit on it. Just look at it.
Could not agree more. That's what you're Chicago. There's where everyone's going to be waiting in line for today. That's what everyone's. Ooh, I'm going to stand here with a free glass of wine, mm-hmm. and I'm going to wait in line for a half an hour to get a 1/8 of a piece of a burger like that.
In the meantime, I'll be waiting in no line at the Billy Goat.
Enjoy. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, there's been a line there the last few times I've been in.
Get your nice double burger over there.
Oh, yeah.
The Billy Goat, some chips.
No fries.
Pepsi. No Coke.
No fries, chips.
Coke.
Didn't they have a Curse Breaker burger over there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is that you asking me again about the playoff scenarios?
Okay, look, we
have
to take a break.
That was my introduction into that.
Yeah, we have to take a break. Yeah, Andy, go ahead. Please go ahead and tell us.
Okay.
And we're going to be right back. Yeah. Shawnee, a text has poured in regarding no festivals today.
Yes.
A 773 listener says the Edgewood Arts Festival is today.
Okay. Well, where is it?
On Granville between Broadway and Sheridan.
Granville between Broadway
on
and
Granville.
Sheridan.
It's on
Granville.
Between Broadway and Sheridan.
All right. We will include that then. That wasn't on my list. That was not on my map here. So,
all right.
All right. Thank you.
Tons of texts about what is a burger and what is not a
burger. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
It's, you know, we could open up a discussion on the Kavanaugh hearings right now, and there would be
no one would.
Crickets on the phone. But you want to talk about whether there should be pickles or grilled onions on a burger, the phones explode.
You start insulting my burger, it's over.
Foie gras.
That's right. Foie gras this. We'll talk more about burgers later on. Right now, let's get a check. Oh, I forgot. I have a couple of things to tell you about. One is about flowers. Very beautiful for anniversaries, proms, or saying I love you. But flowers become even more beautiful when they are carried by people committed to ending Alzheimer's, a disease that currently cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. Hundreds of thousands of people will be walking across the country carrying blue, yellow, or orange, or purple flowers, signifying their connection to the disease. So they walk that one day, a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor will be the most beautiful of all. Join the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease, Sunday, October 28th at 10 a.m. at Montrose Harbor in Chicago. Money raised provides care and support for all of those affected and advances research toward an eventual cure. Together, we can end Alzheimer's. Register today at alz.org/walk and join the walk Sunday, October 28th. Tomorrow on the WGN-TV Morning News, my conversation with Ryan Gosling, who plays Neil Armstrong in this new movie, The First Man. All about the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. I got to tell you a little about this movie, but also about being at the Kennedy Space Center where we did these interviews just outside of Orlando, Florida yesterday. All pretty spectacular. It's all after WGN News with Dave Schwann.
832 people are dead after the earthquake and tsunami that hit the island of Sulawesi, Indonesia, the vast majority of them killed in the city of Palu. There will be a mass burial today of many of those victims. Also a problem, looting. A mall that was damaged during this earthquake and tsunami that was badly damaged has been the subject of looting, with people stealing various items since this hit on Friday. Hilton Hotels is the latest chain to reach an agreement with striking employees. Similar to other contracts that were recently reached, it gives employees health care even when they're laid off during the winter. Workers at 11 other hotels are still on strike. Police in Dixmoor are looking for the person who killed a man inside his home at 146th and Oakley early yesterday. Police say Darrell Webb was found dead on his couch. He leaves behind a son and several grandchildren. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Let's go out to the Ryder Cup in Paris, where the Americans now trail the Europeans 12.5 to 9.5. Justin Thomas, a win over Rory McIlroy, but Jon Rahm just beat Tiger Woods 1-up. 8 matches remain, and actually now 7 matches remain. The Europeans lead in 4, Americans leading in 1, and 1 is all square. The U.S. needing 14 points to retain the cup. The Europeans needing 14.5 to take it away. The Americans have not won in Europe since 1993. Going down to the wire for the Cubs, who now find themselves tied with the Brewers atop the National League Central. Cubs falling to the Cardinals yesterday at Wrigley. Milwaukee beat Detroit 6-5 at Miller Park. Both teams are in the playoffs. If both win today, they'll play a one-game playoff at Wrigley tomorrow to find out who wins the Central and who will play in the wild card game.
I was surprised to see so many people wearing Cubs hats in Florida.
Really?
At the Kennedy Space Center. I mean, I saw 10. I think that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, especially where you were.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's a near a sporting venue.
Right.
And it's not like it's near Chicago.
That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I think there's a lot of transplanted Chicagoans down there just showing a little pride, perhaps.
I think people are, like people like the Cubs.
Yeah, and again, they're in the playoffs. Just a matter of when they're going to be a champion of the division.
Now, how does this work again?
So, if I can trip it down to the bare bones,
Rube Goldberg, tell us
in a nutshell. In a nutshell,
win and you're good. Well, listen, I mean, like I said,
so what has to happen today?
So the Cubs need to win and the Brewers need to lose. That's what needs to happen, really.
All right.
And that'll prevent a game 163, which is one more than the normal regular season.
So if the Brewers lose today and the Cubs win, the Cubs
win the Central Division.
Clinch, okay.
Correct. And they wouldn't play until Thursday, I believe. That's when the division series gets underway.
Okay.
But if they happen...
Got that, Schwani?
If they happen to lose and the Brewers happen to win, that means the Brewers win the Central and the Cubs are the wild card team.
What?
There could be a blind Ron Robin in this as well, somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. Should I go on?
Please.
Okay. You got a headache?
I'm begging you.
Okay. White Sox season will come to an end in game 162. That's the fact. Final game of the 2018 season coming up later today. I'll have your pregame at 135 at DJ with the first pitch at 210 here on WGN. Northwestern loses on its home field yesterday 20-17 to number 14 Michigan. And a pair of 2-1 teams meeting today at Soldier Field. First noon kickoff of the year for the Bears, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You can tune in after the game. Hampo will be in cause with their postgame analysis right here on WGN. Blackhawks regular season begins on Thursday night against the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa. The Blackhawks sending goalie Colin Delia and forward Dylan Secura to Rockford following their final preseason game last night, a 4-1 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, our expressways and tollways moving well at this point. Our thanks to the listener who informed us about the Edgewater Arts Festival going on today. That's on Granville between Broadway and Sheridan.
Yeah, apparently somebody sent a text in saying it's Edgewater, not Edgewood.
Yeah, Edgewater Arts Festival.
Edgewater Arts Festival.
Yeah, on Granville between Broadway and Sheridan.
So
today.
We apologize for Schwani making that mistake.
Oh, thank you so much. We have another event that has come up since we've been...
Really?
Yeah. Bike the Ridge. Ridge Avenue between Howard and Church. Closed until 1 o'clock this afternoon for Bike the Ridge.
Bike the Ridge.
Bike the Ridge.
That's up
what is
in,
it between Ridge and what? Church?
Ridge Avenue between Howard and Church Street. So that's right on the Chicago-Evanston line.
Is that on the... is on Ridge Avenue?
On Ridge Avenue between Howard and Church. Okay. Yes. Bike the Ridge. That's closed until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
All right. Look at this. Look how we're coming up with things now.
We will have more events and festivals as they become available.
If someone had bothered to do that before the show, we would have had that earlier.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago
Andy.
App. It's approved.
I blame Andy for that.
Hey, listen, I'm too busy trying to break down these playoff scenarios. I got things to do here.
It's true.
What happens if Cincinnati wins today?
They have a great feeling going into the offseason.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg.
Somebody says there's a pretty good car show going on in Riverside today, too.
A car show in Riverside?
Yeah. Those are all the details that we have on that. But
pretty good car show in Riverside.
That's what somebody says. Maybe Tom will look that up.
Go ahead. Executive producer, can you check that out for us, please?
I don't want to wake him up right now.
For personalized traffic on demand.
He's so cute when he's napping. He was up early producing Rick's show today, too.
Oh, he was here before Rick's show, too.
Was he?
Yes, he was. He was here at 5:30 this morning. He's been here bright and early.
Wow.
For personalized traffic on demand, you can get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Mostly cloudy today, high in the 60s. Mostly cloudy overnight, maybe a thunderstorm, low in the 50s. For tomorrow morning, cloudy, some possible showers. Then partly sunny and warmer, high in the mid-70s. 55 at O'Hare, we have 58 at Midway and the Lakefront. And our far-flung forecast takes us up north to Hibbing, Minnesota. There's he.
I don't know what's wrong with the music.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hibbing, Minnesota.
We need to get different music for this feature.
Well, we can. It still works.
Don't we? We need different music.
I don't know. You know, how long have we been doing this, by the way?
The
far-flung forecast, yeah. It's been a number of years.
All I know is that it's the most popular thing on the show.
Well, Hibbing, Minnesota.
That's all that I know. But this music, because a few weeks ago we started a 40-year rule on the show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Where we don't want to mention or do things past 40 years.
This goes back about 58 years.
Yeah, this goes back to the early 60s. So we need to, when Tom wakes up from his nap, I'm going to ask him to...
Well, we can play either one of two songs, Good Times or WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, why would that work?
Yeah, I was thinking more 80s, you know, maybe Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues?
I was thinking John Cougar's Small Town.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Small Town.
Or Springsteen's My Hometown.
That would be good.
I like that one. Hibbing, Minnesota has a population of 16,000.
Tom will find something. Maybe there's a nice Kanye West song. Maybe there's something from Ye.
From Ye. Not Ye.
That's what we're supposed to call him now. Ye. That's what he wants to be called.
It's just Ye.
Yeah.
He threw out a first pitch the other day at the Blazers game.
Yeah. Did everybody go yay?
Not very good. He bounced it.
His pitch? I thought it didn't.
The little guy threw it out, too.
But Kanye's was as bad as his little daughter's?
You know, it wasn't quite as bad as, like, say, 50 Cent, who threw one into the dugout, basically, in the Mets game.
Right.
Yeah. But Kanye's wasn't great, but it was okay.
Threw one into the dugout.
Pretty close.
It's difficult. I'm gonna come to Kanye's defense.
There's a lot of eyes on you.
It's a very difficult thing to throw out the first pitch.
You'd think it would be.
I practiced for like a week when I did it. And I barely.
And then what happened?
It was okay. I didn't throw it into the dugout.
That's good.
But and I didn't bounce it.
You didn't bounce it.
It got to the catcher. It was not a perfect strike, which is
I was just going to ask. Was it a strike?
That's what I was hoping for, but it was okay. I didn't embarrass myself.
With today's umpires, it probably would have been called a strike anyway.
Right. But it's hard. It's hard to do.
It's difficult, yeah.
It's difficult to do because, you know, even though I did practice for several days, but when you're on the pitcher's mound, you're up higher. You know, it's not like you're on level ground.
10-inch slope.
It throws off your perspective.
Yeah, and it's a long way to the batting box from that mound.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're yay, you have when you're all yay. Kinds of other things on your mind. You're busy. You're busy reinventing the world. You don't have time to think about. I don't have time for that.
Counting your money. Yeah.
Well, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the far-flung forecast.
Yeah. Hibbing, Minnesota.
Hibbing, Minnesota.
Population 16,361.
Mm-hmm.
It is the home of the largest open pit iron mine in the world.
Really?
The Hull Rust Mahoning Open Pit Iron Mine.
Hmm.
But it is also the birthplace of a baseball legend named Roger Maris.
Wow.
Who on tomorrow's date broke the home run record that Babe Ruth had set. And Andy and I were discussing this earlier. Mm-hmm. Andy, fill us in on the details.
Yeah, 61 home runs, which beat Babe Ruth's 60. But there was a lot of controversy. If you've seen the movie 61, it has a little asterisk by it.
Yep.
That's because Roger Maris did it in the 162-game schedule as opposed to the 154-game schedule that Babe Ruth played.
So he had a longer time
to
achieve.
And the commissioner of baseball, who was a friend of Babe Ruth, did not like that.
Did not like that at all.
Wow.
Yeah, he and his teammate, Mickey Mantle, were battling it out that year, too. They were going back and forth.
That was a big deal. I remember that Mickey Mantle-Roger Maris battle that was going on.
But when did they finally decide that did indeed break the record?
It was only a few years ago, and of course it was after Roger Maris had already passed away.
Yeah. So the Hibbing, Minnesota, is also home to a man named Robert Zimmerman. You know who Robert Zimmerman is?
That would be one Mr. Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, yeah.
Yep, yep. Hometown for Bob Dylan also.
In my own town, too.
Hibbing, Minnesota, is not even up to 40 degrees yet.
I understand Kanye West perfectly.
Tell me, how does it feel?
But he doesn't understand me.
Like a rolling
stone. 38 degrees in Hibbing, Minnesota.
We've all broken the 40-year rule.
Yeah, we did. That's the 50-year rule.
You know what? We
rule.
Need to start like a jar. You know how some families have, when people swear, they put a quarter in? We should start doing that when we break the 40-year rule.
I would go broke.
Yeah, I know.
But we can have a great party around Christmas time.
Christmas time, by the end of the week.
Okay, tomorrow, yeah.
I would go broke. That would not be fair.
Well, that's the idea, Shawnee. Trying to boldly bring the show into the 80s.
Well, Hibbing, Minnesota, 38 degrees today. Partly sunny, rain in the forecast for them during the week as well.
So I just want to point out one more text.
Yes.
Somebody is saying, are you going to podcast today's show? And we podcast all of our shows. Tom, producer Tom. Puts the entire show up, so you know if you miss any part of it,
you don't want to miss any part
on your own. But so our texter says, I have to go to work now, and I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss. I don't blame you.
Uh-huh.
We're 47 minutes into the show today. We've already given you like 4 hours worth of entertainment today.
You don't get this everywhere.
I don't blame you.
And we're on till 1:30.
Yeah, we're on extra long large. Today.
Yep. And then Andy, after that, an encore presentation of Andy.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my solo career. You know, I had to break away for the group just for a little bit, you know.
We'll get the band back together next week.
Yes, we will.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is The Stuff That Matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, I'm going to break the 40-year-old rule again. Do you remember what happened July 20th, 1969, a legendary date in worldwide history, really? We're going to talk about that next on WGN. I say WGN. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Dave Schwann's got the news coming from our Northwestern Medicine newsroom. We also have the cast of Little Shop of Horrors that's at Drury Lane in Oak Brook coming on our next hour. And later this morning on my Dean's List A-List interview, Kevin Hart and producer-director Will Packer join us to talk about his brand-new movie, which I believe I've been watching the box office numbers over the weekend. Will wind up being the number one movie of the weekend, his new movie called Night School. So we'll get to that in a little while. But I wanted to talk about this for a minute.
I'm going to step off the limb. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's a historic moment, July 20th. July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong takes his first steps out of the lunar module and steps out onto the moon for the first time. And the world watched. Everyone around the world watching those grainy black and white images that were being projected back. And the reaction from NASA Mission Control as it was all going on, it's all depicted in a new movie that'll be coming out October the 15th called First Man that stars Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy. Ryan Gosling playing Neil Armstrong in this movie. Claire Foy playing his wife. That's why I was at the Kennedy Space Center the last few days doing the interviews for this there. And just getting, I had never been to the Kennedy Space Center, and it's remarkable if you've never been. Now, I don't recommend going to Central Florida at any time other than January, February. It was blazing hot, 95 degrees, and the humidity had to be about that high as well. And we were doing the interviews outside as well. So, you know, it was a little bit uncomfortable. But just, you know, being in that atmosphere and seeing some of the historic rocket ships, vehicles that were used in some of the most historic space events ever was truly remarkable. Schwann, you said that you've been there. You've been there.
We were there 2 years ago.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
It has to be seen to be believed, yeah. Yes. Long story, but we were there because we had thought we were going to see the launch of a satellite, and then 2 days before the launch, it was scrubbed. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, we were talking before the show began this morning, that you didn't go to the shuttle exhibit, but did you see the actual Saturn V that is horizontal in the garage there?
Yep.
Whoa.
In the garage.
Well,
it's where they keep their Weber grill.
Well, they have a
their patio furniture.
Here.
No, but it's enormous.
That's the lawnmowers in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the garage is ridiculous. It's gigantic. But
you did see the Saturn V as it is horizontally displayed
in pieces and laying down. Absolutely amazing to see the enormity of these ships. And to think that they're able to propel these into space and the things that they've been able to do with these are absolutely amazing.
Another thing that's amazing is that this technology did not exist. Think of what we did in less than 10 years.
Yeah. From the time that John F. Kennedy said, we want to go to the moon and beyond.
Yeah.
And then within 10 years of him saying that.
They did it.
It was done. And Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin both walked on the moon as Michael Collins remained in the Apollo 11, and they're redocking. This movie is beautiful, and it's so patriotic. There's controversy about this movie because some people have been saying that it's unpatriotic and it's liberal propaganda and that they don't show the flags on their uniforms and they don't show the planting of the flag in the lunar surface. There are flags all over this movie, And the movie, I should remind you, is about Neil Armstrong. This movie is about this man and, his contribution to history. There's nothing unpatriotic whatsoever about this movie. So people who have been saying that clearly have not seen the movie. They have no idea what they're talking about. Yet they're all over the internet, screaming and hollering that this movie's and how dare I go see this movie? How dare I cover this movie when it's so unpatriotic? And I ask, have you seen the movie? And of course the response is no. And I said, well, I have seen the movie, and it is extremely patriotic. It's extremely pro-America. It's extremely flag-filled. The very thing that people are trying to criticize this movie for, if not representing the flag. There is a scene of Neil Armstrong standing on the lunar surface with the flag planted that's very clear for everyone to see. So, all of the people who are, screaming and ranting and raving about this, you have no idea what you're talking about. But I'm definitely recommending the movie. Some of my interview with Ryan Gosling will be on tomorrow morning. But I recommend, Schwani recommends, if you have an opportunity to go to the Kennedy Space Center, very definitely do it. It might seem like a touristy thing, like, what am I going there? But there also, what I learned from talking to people from NASA, there's all kinds of private flights that are being planned now. Private industries that are testing flights.
The center is contracted out for that, yes.
It is contracted out to take private citizens eventually one day out into space. But they're doing all kinds of test flights for that right now. So highly, highly, highly recommend it. All right, quick break. Schwani will update the news next. Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet. Weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. And smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News is up next, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here is Dave Schwann.
Mostly cloudy, 58 at O'Hare. Indonesian authorities say the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami that hit last Friday is now at 832. Rescuers are still looking for survivors that they are hearing calling out from underneath the rubble of damaged buildings. Siobhan Robbins with partners at Sky News reports from Palu.
2 days after the deadly earthquake and tsunami, the damage caused in the city of Palu is only just becoming clear. The quake shook the huge dome from the mosque before water filled the streets. Hundreds of people have already been confirmed dead. Officials warn the final toll could be thousands.
A mass burial will be held today. Another problem authorities are dealing with in Palu is looting, as a major shopping mall was badly damaged from this quake, people stealing items from that mall. Police in Chicago are warning of a number of carjackings. Here's WGN's Roger Battish.
A dozen carjackings on the far south side since the beginning of August. In all 12 attacks, assailants confront the victims, demand their personal property, and drive away in their vehicle after stealing their keys. Robberies happened from August through September, all in the city's Calumet Police District, mostly in the late night or early morning hours. Roger Battish, WGN News.
A lawyer for Deborah Ramirez says she intends to cooperate with the FBI investigation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She accuses Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct when they were students at Yale. Two other women have also accused the nominee, of course, Kavanaugh denying all these allegations. President Trump reaffirmed his support for Kavanaugh last night at a Wheeling, West Virginia rally. Police in Niles and the FBI continue to look for a man who robbed a PNC Bank branch there on Friday. He was wearing a Chicago Cubs baseball cap and got away with $2,000. He is described as white, about 30 years old, about 5'9", and weighing 175 to 200 pounds. Hilton Hotels has become the latest chain to reach an agreement with striking employees. It's similar to other contracts that were recently reached that gives employees health care even if they're laid off during the winter months. Workers at 11 other hotels in Chicago remain on strike. Now WGN Community Corners. Here's Ryan Burrow.
It's apple picking season. We head to Honey Hill Orchard in Waterman, Illinois, just south of DeKalb. The orchard features an 1880s apple barn, sells 25 varieties of apples, some of which you can pick. Don't forget about the apple cider, honey, caramel apples, and fresh baked pies. There's also a free children's play area with farm petting zoo and straw maze. And on the weekends, there are wagon rides. Something to keep in mind, their donut fryer shuts down promptly at 5 p.m. I'm Ryan Burrow with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, it is all over in Paris. Europe has taken the Ryder Cup with a victory from Francesco Molinari over Phil Mickelson. 14.5 points is what the Europeans needed to take the cup back. And that's what they have right now. They're still leading in a few matches as the play continues in Paris. The Americans have still not won in Europe since 1993. Who will win the division and who will take the wild card spot? It may be determined today, and then again, maybe it won't be. Cubs and Brewers tied atop the NL Central with one game left to play. Both teams are in the playoffs. If both win today, they'd play a game one game playoff, that is, at Wrigley Field tomorrow to find out who wins the Central and who plays in the wild card. It also applies if both teams lose today. White Sox will wrap up the 2018 season later on today against the Minnesota Twins. I'll have your pregame at 1:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 2:10 here on WGN. Bears will host the Buccaneers at Soldier Field today. Still unclear as to who will start for Tampa Bay. Will it be Ryan Fitzpatrick, who has 400-yard games already this year, or Jameis Winston, who's back from a three-game suspension? Tune in after the game for Hap OB and Kosler post-game analysis following the White Sox here on WGN. Blackhawks get going for real this week. Thursday night, they'll be in Ottawa to take on the Senators. And after they have closed out the preseason with a 4-1 win yesterday over Columbus, after the game, goalie Colin Delia and forward Dylan Secura were sent to Rockford after the ballgame. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, our expressways and tollways are moving well. Downtown, however, we have some fire department activity on Lake Street and Wacker. That has been going on for about a half hour. Fire department crews at Wacker and Lake Street at this point. Also watch for an accident in Chicago Heights at Joe Orr Road and Ashland Avenue. That is involving Chicago Heights Fire Department vehicle as well.
Isn't the marathon next week?
The marathon is a week from today.
Chicago Marathon?
Yes, it is, my friend.
My favorite Sunday of the year.
I'm leaving my house now to get here.
We don't really know how it's going to affect us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. New building. We don't know.
That's right. I actually think we'll be able to see the runners from the newsroom here because they go up Columbus.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. So I can give you eyewitness accounts.
Yeah. Well, I've got, I can wave at them from up here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some special things I want to wave.
I know what you're going to wave at them.
I think I might be on the phone next weekend.
A-OK. I'm going to be doing the A-OK signal with my hand.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
To them. I'm going to miss seeing the people on Michigan Avenue afterwards, though. That was one of my favorite things, seeing People who looked like they hadn't eaten food in about 2 or 3 weeks, wrapped in those aluminum blankets.
Mm-hmm. Those things are a staple.
I'm going to miss that.
We can go down and visit.
Yeah.
I mean, since we're close, actually.
We could broadcast from the lobby.
We could broadcast from the lobby.
Yeah, I may call in sick.
I might be on the phone.
I'm feeling a sore throat coming on.
I'm going to be burger taste testing.
What's next?
But what's next?
Yeah.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. That's what's next. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, a mostly cloudy day today. Highs around 70. Mostly cloudy overnight, maybe a thunderstorm, low in the 50s. For tomorrow morning, cloudy with some showers likely, then partly sunny and warmer, high in the mid-70s. Warming up a little bit, it's 58 now at O'Hare, 61 at Midway, 62 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
On my mind today. I'm just back from the Kennedy Space Center where I interviewed the cast of the new movie First Man. Ryan Gosling, Claire Foy, director Damien Chazelle, who does an amazing job in this movie. He's the same director that gave us La La Land and Whiplash. I think does an amazing job on this one. But we're talking about the moon landing, July 20th, 1969. Peter, on the phone, where were you when you watched the moon landing?
Yeah, first of all, Dean, you're part of our regular morning Sunday breakfast and lunchtime. WGN is stuck
thank you.
Our radio.
Thank you. I'm as much a part of your Sunday morning as bacon and just as fried?
Scrambled eggs and marinara.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Back to your thought about the people all over the world, Dean. We were vacationing in Rome, in Italy at the time, and we were in Rome, in one of the finer hotels there in Rome. And I believe it was in the evening, we went down to the lobby, and the lobby was loaded with people, sure. Visitors from Switzerland, Germany, and England. It was just a gathering, all people in the lobby of our hotel, watching the moon landing. And it was an experience that I will never forget. Because, right. As they say, these folks were from Germany, Switzerland, all over the country that were actually vacationing in Rome and watching this.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's famous footage, some of which we see, is depicted in the movie. People yeah. all over the world, in China, in remote areas, all with their little television sets, watching these fuzzy images of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin bouncing yeah. around on the moon.
I'm getting goosebumps right now, because as he was stepping down, everybody in the lobby gave out a big yay, right. USA.
Remember
you know,
that? Remember that?
Fantastic. Yeah. Incidentally, Dean, before I leave you, tell Schwanee congratulations on making it to the big time. He was, quote, my newsman on WJOB in the 70s.
This has to be Pete Marzano.
You got it.
Good morning,
Dave,
Pete.
Congratulations, man. You made it.
What was he like back then?
After every newscast, how did I sound, Pete? How did I sound? Did I sound pretty good, Pete? Was it okay, Pete? Did I make any mistakes? No, he's a fantastic man. I'm glad he made it.
Schwanee, how come you never ask me that at the end of a show?
Because I'm afraid of the answer. That's why. Pete, it's always good to hear from you. How you
Pete,
feeling?
I'm feeling very good, very good. And my old age is going to be 90 in November,
wow.
baby.
God bless you.
How about that? Pete, what did you do on WJOB?
Well, I did everything. I did, well, basically, I was the disc jockey, if you will, okay?
Right. You were the midday.
And then I had funny little quizzes there. Where I would give away coffee cups and banners and stuff like that. It was the best part of my life. I waited older in my life before I got into it, but I finally got into it at the age 42 and retired in 1982.
Good for you. God bless you. Now, do I remember WJOB? That was Hammond, wasn't it?
Hammond, that's right. That was Hammond, Indiana, in the region, yeah.
The bright spot.
The voice
spot.
Of the region.
The bright spot the bright on spot. Your radio dial.
Let's start using the slogan on our show. only it'll refer to the top of my head.
You guys are terrific, Dean. You and Shawnee and the rest of the crew there make our morning here on Sundays, I tell you. It's really appreciated. And being an ex-radio man, I can appreciate those little side jokes that you guys kick in every now and then.
Pete, it's nice of you to call up. Take care. Thank you so much.
Best wishes, Pete. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Look at that. Thank you. That's very cool. What's Pete's last name?
Pete
again?
Marzano. He Pete was Marzano. Our midday host at WJOB when I was there between 78 and 1981.
The bright spot.
The bright spot.
On the job.
12:30 on
You're
your
on the job. WJOB.
You know who else had their first job there? Steve King.
Really?
Yep.
I remember him talking about being on stations in Northwest Indiana when he first started.
There and also WLTH in Gary.
Yeah. I like that idea, though. Were you talking about giving away coffee mugs?
He did. He had a little contest. He had a little quiz. It was on about 11:35 or so.
Yeah.
And had a question, a quiz question.
Quiz question of the day?
Quiz question of the day.
Why don't we have coffee mugs to give away?
I'm sure we can come up with a few around here.
We can, if they can do it on a station in Indiana, we can do it.
We can do it here, yes.
We're WGN.
That's right.
Imagine the questions the three of us could come up with.
Well, maybe it ought to be Fifth Suburban then.
Maybe two or three coffee mugs.
Maybe we ought to rethink that whole
thing.
Then
the question is, would anybody want to call in and coffee
mugs? How about that, though? Watching, imagine you're in another country, you're on vacation, and something, you know, like that happens, you know, the moon landing. I was thinking about this the other day of how unifying it was, how, you know, the whole world was focused on this amazing thing that was happening. It's not very often that the whole country or the whole world is unified on anything that's not tragic or awful or, you know, some terrible news. But, you know, here's something that's celebratory and so historic. You know, after seeing this movie, First Man, about Neil Armstrong, you know, his name will mean something for the rest of time. When we're all long gone, the name Neil Armstrong will mean something to people who, you know, are interested in space and somebody who, you know, took a chance and literally, you know, to borrow a phrase from Star Trek, boldly went where no man had gone before.
Now, in the movie, do they indicate what led up to Apollo 11? I mean, some people, younger people have said to me, you know, we just went there. No, we didn't go there.
No. It starts, the time sequence of this movie sort of starts in the late 50s.
Okay, that far back.
And, you know, goes through the early, you know, even before Neil Armstrong was an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you meet all of the other early astronauts, the early pioneers of the space program, and some of the successes and some of the horrible tragedies that took place in leading to what became the Apollo program and, you know, the flight of Apollo 11. I can't recommend this movie enough already. It opens October the 15th, and as I said, I'll have some of my interview with Ryan Gosling, who plays Neil Armstrong in this movie, and Damien Chazelle tomorrow on the WGN TV Morning News. So.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dave Schwann in the back.
Seriously, what was going through your mind when you were talking to Neil Armstrong's sons? Because, frankly, I would have been awestruck.
I was a little bit awestruck.
Yeah.
I literally was. Because they're about my age. You know, I didn't ask their ages, but they seem to be about my age. And, you know, I just thought your dad was Neil Armstrong. And, you know, as Neil Armstrong was very humble, rarely spoke about his notoriety or his place in history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was extremely, you might even say shy and kind of shunned the spotlight.
Went out of his way to shut this.
He really did. He really did. And I have to think that part of the reason that it's taking so long to write the book on which this movie is based and make this movie is that they probably had to wait until Neil Armstrong passed away, because I'm sure he wanted no part of all of this notoriety that's going to take place. But his kids said that it was not a big deal at all. You know, that it was it was just like any other dad that went to work and came back, and you did your homework with dad, and you played ball with dad, and you did. They said that their upbringing was pretty normal, except that dad would leave for a couple of weeks from time to time to go.
He had to go away on a little business trip.
Go on a business trip to the moon. Down to the moon, Alice. I broke the 40-year rule. Damn it!
Oh,
I gotta
pay.
I gotta put a quarter in the 40-year.
Now we need a sound effect of the coin dropping into the jar.
But they said that their upbringing was pretty normal and not overly. They said at times there was a little bit of an invasion of privacy when camera crews were out in front of their house. I said, do you remember that day and what was it like? When your dad was up on the moon and you were obviously in your house watching, he said that, that there were camera crews all over the place outside in front of the house, while they were inside watching their dad walking around on the moon. I mean, it was amazing. So anyway, we talked with the cast. We also talked with, was it astronaut Ed White?
Ed White. Who was the first American to walk in space was killed in the Apollo 1 fire.
Where the capsule caught on fire.
Yes.
While it was still on the launch pad. His daughter is depicted in the movie as well. She was also at the interviews. Real-life daughter of Ed White was also at the interviews. And I had a fascinating conversation with her as well, talking about... They lived right across the street from Neil Armstrong.
Oh, they did?
They were neighbors.
Oh,
and,
wow.
The kids all played together, and, it was a normal upbringing of, kids playing, and, the parents, the storyline regarding the family is more focused on the wives of the astronauts and how difficult it was for them, knowing that their husbands may not be coming back from work. In what they did, which was what happened to the White family.
I read Jim Lovell's book, Lost Moon, that became Apollo 13, and there was supposed to be a support group of sorts among the wives, in case there was a tragedy of some sort.
Right.
And indeed there was.
Yeah.
And they talked about how Jim Lovell's wife had to support the wife of a test pilot who was killed. So, you had that going on. It was a rather close-knit community.
Yeah. If you are at all interested in this conversation, and God knows I hope you are since we've been talking about it all morning, you're going to love this movie. I think they do a remarkable job in showing lots of the different angles leading up to the landing on the moon by Neil Armstrong. It's 10:22. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, meteorologist Mike Hammernick joins us. We'll get the full forecast for today and the week to come next. All right, let's get a little update of the news. Are you wearing a jacket?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I've got my fleece jacket on today.
Are you cold?
I was. It was a little chilly in here, and it was definitely a little on the chilly side when I got in to work this morning.
Okay.
Just beat the rain, though.
Come work in here.
It's a little warm in the sports closet.
Yep. Got the door propped open a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a little warm in here, too.
Yeah, I'm fine now. So
I'm glad we could all share with you what our rooms feel like.
Yeah. I asked Dave to look up the temperature in here, and it's incomplete or something like that, or undiscoverable.
Yeah, there was a big, long explanation about that. It was...
I hope this isn't going to be like the other dump where we used to be, where they could never regulate the temperatures properly.
I think it's just the change of the weather in the last 2 days. I think it's affected the AC.
Well, in the big buildings like this, it takes a long time to convert from air conditioning to heat, I think.
We have fancy thermostats.
Although the heat seems to be working beautifully in the studio where I am and Andy's in.
Yeah. We have fancy thermostats in the room now.
What do you mean?
Controllable thermostats where you can set the temperature.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. The thermostats at the old dump where we used to be never worked. Yeah. They were just decorative.
The old dump.
The old dump.
You been by the old dump lately?
I can see the old dump from right here.
Yeah, you see him freezing over there?
Yeah.
Because the heat doesn't work over there. That's why. Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace brings you WGN News. Here's Dave Schwann.
And we are continuing to follow the story in Indonesia in the wake of the quake and tsunami that hit the island of Sulawesi on Friday. The death toll now is 832. The government says that number will most likely rise because bodies are still being discovered under various pieces of rubble from the buildings that were damaged. Also, looters are stealing items from a shopping mall that was badly damaged by this quake. It was a 7.5 magnitude event that hit on Friday. Chicago police are asking your help for finding a 10-year-old boy. Zebrian Williams was last seen Friday in the Southside's Park Manor neighborhood wearing his school uniform. He was wearing his light blue shirt and dark blue pants and white Air Jordan shoes when he was last seen near East 73rd and State Street, also carrying a black Ralph Lauren book bag. Police in Lockport are emphasizing that there was not a student threat during the homecoming dance in Lockport last night. The dance had barely gotten underway when several students told staff members another student brought a gun to that dance. The dance was canceled. Everyone was sent home. The student was taken into custody, and a later search found a BB gun off campus. Once again, Lockport police emphasizing this morning there was no direct threat. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Europe wins the Ryder Cup, beating the Americans in Paris. Right now, it's 16.5 to 10.5. Europe securing the victory when Phil Mickelson hit one in the water on the 16th hole. He conceded his match to Francesco Molinari right there on the tee box. Molinari, by the way, became the first European player to go 5-0 in the competition since the current format was adopted back in 1979. Two matches still going on. The Europeans lead both. Americans still have not won in Europe since 1993. Could all come down to one game for both the Cubs and the Brewers today. The two teams tied for first in the National League Central heading into the games today, which are the final ones of the regular season. Each team has clinched a playoff spot, but neither wants to be forced to play the one-game win-or-go-home wildcard chain. If both win or both lose today, they'll play a one-game playoff of game 163 at Wrigley Field tomorrow to find out who wins the division. This is the position the White Sox hope to find themselves in soon, contending for playoff spots, but not quite yet. I'll wrap up the season today. I'll have your pregame at 1:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 2:10 from Minneapolis right here on WGN. First noon kickoff of the year for the Bears. They'll host the Buccaneers at Soldier Field this afternoon. And right after the game, Hap, OB, and Cause will break it all down for you right here on WGN and WGNradio.com. Almost hockey time. It all starts for real Thursday when the Hawks visit Ottawa. Hawks, by the way, sending goalie Colin Delia and forward Dylan Secura to Rockford after their preseason finale last night, which was a 4-1 win over the Blue Jackets. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, looking at delays on both the Kennedy, the Eisenhower, and the Stevenson as well. The Stevenson ramp between the Ryan and Lakeshore Drive in both directions, a little slow because of the upcoming Bears game getting underway at Soldier Field at noon. On the Kennedy, we are looking at about a 35-minute trip now from O'Hare to downtown. On the Eisenhower, 38 minutes from Mannheim on into the old post office. And downtown, still some fire department activity at Lake Street and Wacker from an earlier incident there. Again, that's Lake and Wacker, some fire department activity from an earlier incident that took place in that area. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the 60s, mostly cloudy overnight.
Beautiful day for Edgewater Fest.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I am remiss in my duties here, aren't I? Edgewater
People
Arts
depend
Festival.
On the show for things to do on Sunday.
The Edgewater Arts Festival taking place today. Today, Granville, between Broadway and Sheridan.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Dean, I'm looking at their website right now. It says volunteers are needed.
Still?
Yes. So you
go over after
volunteer
the show.
At the Edgewater Arts Festival,
yeah.
Granville between Broadway and Sheridan. And this just in, we have another activity here, very important. Very important.
Okay.
Des Plaines between Roosevelt and Harrison. Yeah. Closed until 3 o'clock today for the Maxwell Street Market.
Well, not technically a fest still.
Not a fest, but that is a vital portion of the Sunday morning program.
People need their gym socks and stolen hubcaps.
Tube socks for everybody.
And that another candidate to where to do the show. We've been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So at any rate, we now have 58 at O'Hare, 61 at Midway, and 62 degrees along Chicago's lakefront. And I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. This is the stuff that matters right here in Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Is the time. Our unmistakable theme song getting us into the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? And the show, we've been looking forward to this for a long time, and now you can see Little Shop of Horrors. It's back in the Chicago area out at the Drury Lane Theater. Playing there through October the 28th, and we have Audrey and we have Seymour, who are both in studio with us this morning. Kelly Felthouse is here, takes on the role of Audrey. Nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Nice to see you again. Thank you for having me.
You were here with Cabaret, right?
I was here almost, I guess, like 8 months ago.
Was it that long ago?
It was that long ago.
It just seems like yesterday that you were here.
I know.
It's wonderful to have you back here again. And also joining us in studio is Will Lidke, who takes on the legendary role of Seymour. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me, man.
So what's it like to be part of, it's truly one of the most legendary shows of, American musicals of all time. It's got to be complete fun to sing these familiar songs.
It's a blast every night. Also, knowing that everyone in the audience knows the lyrics mm-hmm. and wants to sing, you feel very supported. It's not like anyone's waiting for you to fail. They're all like, oh my God, my favorite song, and they all have a memory about it. And there was a man in the front row yesterday crying during Suddenly Seymour, like just at the intro, and I was like, oh, I mean that intro is iconic.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys can hear it the way that I do when I'm in an audience and people are singing along. And I don't, because I can't. I sing terribly, and I know it, so I don't. But that doesn't stop a lot of people, and they're singing along. And I wonder if the performers can hear people singing badly, and if it's throwing them off.
I mean,
that's never happened.
We can hear, but I kind of love it.
Do you? Yeah. Okay.
I love it. I love when I hear people go, "Oh, she's singing now."
Right.
Like, yeah. Yes, I am. I am singing now.
It's a little bit like a kind of a rock concert, like in that sense. The songs are so well known, and they span such a wide variety of genres. You have like R&B, you have like classic musical theater stuff, ballads. There's something for everyone, which I think is part of why it's stuck around so long.
Yeah, and this show in particular, kind of lends itself to that rock concert mentality that you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a farce. Everyone, it's just like a start to finish, nonstop energy. Like,
it's very heightened. We love when an audience actually like really gets into it. Mm-hmm. I feel like some audiences come thinking they have to be like respectful and quiet, and I'm like, oh my gosh, scream, cheer, boo, do all the things. Yeah, we want it all.
Please not boo. You want people to boo?
I mean, sure, the plant.
Okay. All right, those of you going to the show today.
Spoiler alert.
You heard her.
Spoiler alert.
She asked for
that
it today.
Plant.
She asked
spoiler.
For it. Talk to me a little bit, talking about the plant. Just talk to me about the production of the show and what's on stage and, mm-hmm. The imaginative staging that has gone into putting this on.
Well, we actually, our scenic designer did an amazing job of kind of bringing the show to the front. So we've made it a little smaller so that you actually get all the action. Because Drury Lane's a decent sized theater mm-hmm. and it's such an intimate show. So we've actually managed to really make sure that it's focused on what you need to watch. The plant is a very exciting thing, and he deals with it more than I do. So
no, the plant is interesting. There's four different puppets, all of them operated by this one guy who is. It's crazy how
Wait, there are people inside that plant?
There are people.
What?
Inside
sorry.
Yeah. What?
I know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's at one point there's three people inside a plant.
Yeah.
Operating.
Both of us.
Operating.
No, both of us.
Oh, both of you? Right, of course.
And
the operator.
And the puppeteer.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, and it took us a minute to figure out how we're going to logistically do this, but it's awesome to see it finally on its feet, and like people react so well to it. Every time someone gets eaten by this thing, it is, I don't know, it's a treat.
And it's fully literally. Lorenzo and Matt who combined create Audrey 2, uh-huh. Have really created an interesting character, and even have given it expressions through the vocalization of it and the puppetry of it. It's really stunning to watch. I watch his number every night because I just think it's awesome.
Yeah. I know that Kelly, you're originally from New York.
I am.
And I think just recently moved here?
2 months ago. Two and a half months.
So I'm taking that as a signal that you kind of like the theater scene.
I love the theater scene here. It was my main reason for moving. I was like, you know what? I keep coming back here. I did Chicago at Drury Lane, and then I did Cabaret, and now I'm doing this, and I really like the community. I like the support that comes out to for all the arts events. I also love what Chicagoans, how do you pronounce that? I'm new. Chicagoans. What they value in theater here. They value good storytelling, they value the acting, they value creativity, and that's something I really appreciate, and I love being a part of.
Yeah, I like highlighting when an actor who is from New York moves to Chicago, and that says a lot. You know, we're very proud of our theater community here and all
as
that
they should be.
We do. So I think that speaks volumes. What about you? Well, what's your story?
What's my deal? I'm from Minnesota originally, and I moved here for school. Went to Roosevelt University downtown. And since then, I've just kind of been working in Chicago at various theaters. It's been a wonderful community, and like Kelly was saying, just really accepting. And so I've been out of school now for about 3 or 4 years, 3 years. And this is kind of my big break. Like, this show has been beyond anything I could have predicted for myself, so I'm really excited about
it. Suddenly Seymour is one of the signature songs from the show. We're going to hear that and another when we come back from a quick break. Kelly Feldhaus, Will Liedtke are here. Little Shop of Horrors, that's at the Drury Lane Theater through October 28th. I'll tell you how to get tickets in a second. We'll be back after a quick break. I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, and I'm such a fun show, Little Shop of Horrors. Out at the Drury Lane Theater in Oakbrook Terrace through October the 28th. Ticket info, DruryLaneTheater.com, 630-530-0111. To see the show that stars Kelly Feldhaus as Audrey and Will Liedtke as Seymour. And what are the what song are you guys going to do first?
I'm going to sing Somewhere That's Green.
Classic, also a classic. If you are ready,
let's do it.
Let's take it away.
A matchbox of our own, a fence of real chain link, a grill out on the patio, disposal in the sink, a washer. Dryer and an ironing machine in the tract house that we share, somewhere that's green. He rakes and trims the grass, he loves to mow and weed. I cook like Betty Crocker and I look like Donna Reed. To keep it neat and clean in the pine saw scented air, somewhere that's green. Between a rose and dinner and at bedtime 9:15, we snuggle watching Lucy on a big enormous 12-inch screen. I'm his December bride. He's father, he knows best. My kids watch Howdy Doody as the sun sets in the west. A picture out of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Far from Skid Row, I dream we'll go somewhere that's green.
How beautiful is that? Beautiful job.
Thanks.
Beautiful. You sing good.
Oh, stop it.
You are a good singer,
yeah,
you.
We try.
You are a good, good dude singer. So that sets the bar for you now, Will.
Yes.
To, top or exceed what Kelly has been able to do. But this has got to be, the show-stopping song, right? Suddenly Seymour in the show?
Certainly an audience favorite, that's for sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready to go? All right. It's Will Liedtke, Seymour, Suddenly Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, Seymour is standing beside you. You don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly, Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour is your friend. Washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. Losers like I've been, it's so hard to say. Suddenly, Seymour. Keep purified you. Suddenly, Seymour.
Wow. If that does not go in our greatest hits on the theater segment album that we're going to one day put out. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow,
thanks.
That was really fantastic. One show today, two shows today.
Two shows. And we had two yesterday.
Two and a half counting being here today. You can see Little Shop of Horrors, the Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace. Tickets through Ticketmaster, 630-530-0111. DruryLaneTheater.com. And it's playing there through October the 28th. Obviously, you can hear why you should not miss it. Great job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It sounded so great. Kelly Feldhaus and Will Lidke. Audrey and Seymour. We'll take a quick break and update news next on WGN. All right, coming up, Kevin Hart, one-on-one, talking about what is going to be the number one movie for the weekend, Night School. He was here in Chicago recently. So we'll get to that. And also, we have got, Saturday Night Live last night. We have to talk about that. Matt Damon as Brett Kavanaugh last night. Kanye West, what was up with Kanye last night? Or as we like to call him, Schwanny. What's our nickname for him?
Yay.
That's right. God bless you.
That was Andy.
Was that you sneezing, Andy?
That was Andy, yes.
I've got the door open because it's, you know, a little warm in here.
You're so in like another wing of the building.
Just as I said, yay.
Wow.
That felt pretty good. Thank you.
Is that the new God bless you that we say yay now?
Yay.
All right, we'll talk about all
my apologies.
All of that coming up. Andy is spreading germs back in the newsroom. We've got the latest for you now from the station where you can hear the sounds that matter. The Top 5 at 5, The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes, weekday afternoons at 7:20. Weekday afternoons on 7:20, WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. With the latest, here's Dave Schwann.
We have cloudy skies, 58 at O'Hare. In the city of Palu in Indonesia, a mass funeral is underway for the 832 people that died after the earthquake and tsunami that hit the island Friday. The majority of those killed in Palu, a government spokesman says that number will most likely rise. Looters are stealing items from a shopping mall that was badly damaged during the 7.5 magnitude quake and the tsunami that followed. An early warning system that might have prevented some deaths in the tsunami is stalled in the testing phase. A high-tech system of seafloor sensors and fiber optic cable has been in the works for about 5 years. It was meant to replace a system set up after a quake and tsunami killed nearly 250,000 people in the region in 2004, but delays in getting money to complete the project has meant the system has not moved beyond the testing phase. Senator Lindsey Graham appeared on ABC's This Week this morning and suggests there is no need for the FBI supplemental investigation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to include talking to his former classmates about drinking habits.
Not one person who he's been charged of during his legal career has ever said he did anything inappropriate. So the devil's triangle is not what people said on the internet. It is a drinking game. I think he's highly qualified. I think he's a capable man.
And, of course, Graham reaffirmed his support for Kavanaugh. President Trump doing the same thing last night during a rally in Wheeling, West Virginia. Police are asking for your help in finding a 10-year-old boy. Here's WGN's Roger Battish.
Zabrian Williams was last seen Friday afternoon in the Southside's Park Manor neighborhood wearing a school uniform. He was wearing his light blue shirt and dark blue pants and white Air Jordan shoes when he was last seen near East 73rd Street in State. He was also carrying a black Ralph Lauren book bag. He's African-American, 4'11", weighing 100 pounds. Roger Battish, WGN News.
Police in Dixmoor are looking for the person who shot and killed a man inside his home yesterday at 146th and Oakley. Police say Darrell Webb was found dead on his couch. He leaves behind a son and numerous grandchildren. Legendary Chicago blues guitarist Otis Rush is dead. He was 84 years old. His manager said Rush died yesterday of complications from a stroke suffered in 2003.
Makes me sad. That makes me very sad.
Yeah, Otis Rush.
Amazing. Do you ever see him perform live?
No, I never did.
Amazing performer.
But he had a lot of different influences going on in his playing, though. Not only blues, but, you know, some jazz and rock there, right, which just indicates that, you know, the basis of the music is the blues.
Well,
but,
and who he influenced, Fleetwood Mac, Duane Allman, credited Otis Rush for... credited his, style of playing from Otis Rush. And when Pearl Jam played here, let's say like mid-90s, they played Soldier Field. They specifically asked for Otis Rush to be the opening act at Soldier Field.
Wow.
So okay. Pearl Jam, obviously, also very influenced by him as well.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Vedder and the group there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Otis Rush, dead at the age of 84, started playing back in the 50s, was on the scene for much of that time until he had that stroke in 2003. So,
what was that? Like his big hit? It was his first hit.
I Can't Quit You, Baby.
I Can't Quit You, Baby.
Yeah.
Can't Quit You.
I Can't Quit You.
I'm going to play that.
You're not going to sing it?
Oh, trying to be respectful.
Oh, all right. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Europe has taken back the Ryder Cup, beating the Americans 17.5 to 10.5. That's the final total. Europe needed 14.5 points to take the cup back, and they secured the victory when Phil Mickelson knocked one into the water on the par 3 16th hole, conceding his match to Francesco Molinari right there on the tee box. Molinari, the first European player to go 5-0 in the competition since the current format adopted back in 1979. The Americans have not won in Europe since 1993. It's crowded atop the National League Central. That's because two teams now share the lead heading into the final game of the season today. Cubs and the Brewers are in a dead heat after a 2-1 loss by the Cubs yesterday and a Brewers victory over the Tigers. If both teams win or both teams lose, there will be a game 163 at Wrigley Field tomorrow. Cubs can wrap up their series today with the Cardinals, and the Brewers stay with Detroit. White Sox have lost three straight games with the Twins after falling last night 8-3. Today will mark the final White Sox broadcast of the season. I'll have your pregame at 1:35, Ed and DJ the first pitch from Minneapolis at 2:10 here on WGN. In less than an hour, the Bears will be in action at Soldier Field, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both teams coming in at 2-1. Sounds like Ryan Fitzpatrick will stay at quarterback for Tampa, even with Jameis Winston that is available after his suspension. Hamp, Obi, and Kaz will break it all down for you tonight after White Sox baseball here on WGN and WGNRadio.com. Blackhawks start their regular season Thursday. They'll be at Ottawa. Wrapped up the preseason last night with a 4-1 win over Columbus. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, three suburban accidents to report. First in Lindenhurst, we have a crash with injuries at Grand Avenue and Sand Lake Road. In Mundelein, also an accident with injuries at Route 176, at Route 60, and Route 83. Finally, in Elgin, Nestler Road at US 20, watch for an accident there. Slow going on the Kennedy now, almost a 35-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown. On the Eisenhower, a 40-minute trip from Mannheim to the post office. And on the Stevenson, we're looking at slow traffic on the ramps in both directions from Lakeshore Drive and the Dan Ryan because of parking for the Bears game, which gets underway at noon.
Hey, let's go to the Bears game after the show.
We could do the rest of the show from the Bears game.
I don't think that would be legal.
No.
Okay.
Right. And I couldn't do White Sox pregame from there either.
And now with the White Sox pregame at the Bears game, here's Andy Mazur.
I'm just trying to let's go have some fun. You want to work?
Well, I mean, it's
hey, let's go do the show from there.
It's kind of on
let's
the schedule.
Let's just go drink beer from there.
We could do the show from the parking lot.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
We can tailgate.
That's what I'm talking about.
We can get some of those, real good burgers that we were talking about earlier.
Foie gras burgers.
Real burgers.
Well, I mean, the real ones.
On a grill.
Yeah.
Well, I'm up for that. Okay. I'll drive over there.
All right, let's go.
I have a newsroom to run. This traffic report is sponsored by...
When are you going to start?
Oh!
Yay!
Zing! This traffic report is sponsored by MyPillow. Your mattress uncomfortable? You need a MyPillow mattress topper, transforming any bed into the most comfortable bed you'll ever own. Use promo code WGN at MyPillow.com for 30% off plus 2 free standard MyPillows. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the 60s, cloudy overnight, perhaps a thunderstorm, lows in the 50s, and for tomorrow, cloudy in the morning with possible showers, then turning partly sunny and a little warmer, high in the mid-70s. Cloudy skies now in 58 at O'Hare, 61 at Midway, 62 along the lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
loss in the music world this week, a couple of days ago. The great Marty Balin, one of the founders, one of the lead singers, first Jefferson Airplane and then Jefferson Starship, passed away on Friday, 76 years old. He had a lot of hits. I mean, after the original Summer of Love, you know, with all the, probably their biggest hit, Miracle. Outside of their Grace Slick lead vocal Jefferson Airplane songs from the 60s, Marty Balin's amazing voice, just one of the greatest of all time.
Very distinctive.
He had a solo hit, too.
Sarah?
It's called Hearts, yeah.
Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Sarah another song that the Starship did?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Sarah. Yeah.
I remember Sarah.
Storms are brewing in your eyes.
Yeah, see, he knows.
Sarah,
no time is
a good time for goodbye.
Yeah.
Can you find that, Tom? Just see.
It's a good song.
Let's see if we can find that.
I still have my original Jefferson Airplane records.
Do you really?
Yeah.
45s?
Yes, Somebody to Love and White Rabbit. You bet.
See if we can find these.
Oh, I just broke the 40-year-old rule. Sorry.
This is right on the cusp. This is.
There you go.
That's it. Oh, I haven't heard this in years. Thanks for calling this up, Tom.
Hey, Shawna, you say it, we play it, man. We're all request WGS.
All request radio.
Yeah, one in a row, no
Nick
talk.
720.
Yeah. I forgot this. Like you. For happiness it takes two. I have completely forgotten this song. A dream won't come true. What a voice, Marty Balin.
Hey, Tom, does it say what year this was a hit?
I want to say 1970.
78, maybe?
I think 8 or 9, yeah.
Yeah.
I played the song a million times in my DJ days.
And you didn't remember it.
I think you guys were all wrong.
What year? 84.
85.
85.
Ooh, I should remember that.
That was the WFYR era.
Not for me.
No, not for you, no.
I left there way before you guys did. I wanted to play one other clip. We were talking about the blues legend Otis Rush and his first big hit song, I Can't Quit You, Baby. Are you ready for a little of this?
Go for it.
This is amazing.
Baby, that I gotta put you down for a while.
Number one on the Billboard R&B charts. It's his first big hit song.
Well, you know I can't quit you, baby.
1956.
That I gotta put you down for a while.
This is the blues right here. This is really the blues.
Yet you messed up my happy home, baby. Treat my oldest child.
How about that?
Good stuff.
From Philadelphia, Mississippi.
But moved here to Chicago.
Yes. 1948.
And developed what was called the West Side style of blues. The West Side sound. 1956 was this recording, I Can't Quit You, Baby. Number one on the charts. Worked with Buddy Guy. Worked with Magic Sam. And, I talked about how he influenced so many of the young rockers that were coming up. And passed away over the weekend. I remember that he performed at Blues Fest. And it turned out to be his final live performance. In 2016, I remember that he was part of it because I was, thinking, that would be cool to see him. So I had always heard of him, knew of his music, and never seen him perform. I thought, I'm going to get down there and try to catch that, and I never did. And it turned out to be his final performance.
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show you have to go see them while they're around. Because I regret that I didn't get to see some people over the years.
Yep.
Kept saying, oh, I'll go. Yeah. They're always in town. I'll make it next time.
You know, I
there was no next time.
Where I kicked myself in the pants for this, I always said, you know, Ella Fitzgerald used to play up at Ravinia all the time.
I saw her there.
And I said, well, I'm going to go see Ella Fitzgerald at Ravinia. I love Ella Fitzgerald. Maybe my favorite singer, one of my favorite singers of all time. Never got to see her.
Hmm.
Never got to see her.
I'll never forget it.
And for me, it was Tom Petty. Never saw Tom Petty.
Yeah, right. I get that. I never saw him either. But, you know, these are the ones where you just got to do it. You know, as Schwani says, you just got to do it. Words of wisdom from Dave Schwan.
The only words of wisdom.
It's going to be our new feature on the program, Words of Wisdom from Dave Schwan, every Sunday morning on WGN. Kevin Hart and director Will Packer, they are the holders of the number one movie in America this week. Box office numbers just came out, and they were easy winners, taking the box office. I thought the movie was funny, Night School. Some people thought it was awful. Some people just didn't like it. I don't go into a movie like that thinking I'm going to see Citizen Kane or, you know, anything to, where you have to do much thinking. It's Kevin Hart. You know what it's going to be when it's Kevin Hart. It's Tiffany Haddish, who I think is hilarious. And I laughed quite a bit during this movie. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B. I liked it. A lot of people went to see it. We had a nice chat with Kevin Hart when he was here in Chicago about a week or so ago. And we're going to share that coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. But last night, we have got to talk about Saturday Night Live a little bit. They had their season premiere. I think it's season 44 for Saturday Night Live. And Kanye, did some of you see Kanye West? I actually did not see Kanye West. I was half asleep. I fell asleep watching the show, and I wake up and I see Kanye West dressed up like a Perrier bottle, I think it was. There were two performers. One was Kanye and one was somebody I didn't recognize. And one was dressed up in a Perrier, look like a Perrier bottle, and one was dressed up like an Evian bottle, not Evian, a Fiji water bottle, the square water bottle. They did a song, and I thought I was dreaming. That's how weird it was to me. Did you like it, Tom? Maybe it may just be a function of age.
I thought it was
just so weird. Yeah, well, that's polite. That's polite of you. It was just really different. You know, he obviously wanted to do something that was different. I watched. I was like, I'm so going back to sleep.
Yeah. Well, I hate the song that he performed, the one where they dressed up as the water bottles. Even before that performance, I already hated that song. I was like, this isn't very good. And I like Kanye West. I like him quite a bit, but it was just, like you said, it was just weird. I didn't get it.
312-981-7200. If some of you are more awake than I was during that, give me some of your impressions. And also, I want to play a little bit of Matt Damon as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. That was pretty funny. I thought a pretty funny opening of the show. We'll get to all that next.
Oh, your love, I miss loving.
11-2016, Richard Sunday morning, WGN. Tomorrow morning on the WGN TV Morning News, my one-on-one with Ryan Gosling, star of the Neil Armstrong movie, First Man. On Chicago's number one TV morning show, WGN TV Morning News. This is a little more of the late Otis Rush, his song All Your Love. And just real quick before we talk SNL here for a second, wanted to go to the phones. This is Viv. Viv, you were once a part owner of the Wise Fool Pub?
Yes, I was. And back
legendary.
In the 70s, yeah, thank you, yeah. And, I was the bourbon white chick who was introduced to the blues. First Otis Rush was the first blues band, singer group that I ever heard. And even though my then husband got me involved in the Wise Fools Pub, he was a very avid blues fan. And I got to tell you, the first time I ever heard that music, I was hooked forever. Yeah, and Otis used to play for, he used to play there every couple of months. And it was just the greatest crowd, lots of energy. I've never been the same since.
Yeah, I remember going to Wise Fool Pub many times and enjoying, you know, local blues performers. Where was Wise Fool? I'm trying to think. It was on the near north side, wasn't it?
On the 2200 block of Lincoln Avenue.
Lincoln Avenue. Okay, yeah. I thought...
Right across, like, there was John Barleycorn was Kitty
right,
Corner from there.
Right.
Yeah. Sturges was down the street. Right. We had a real... Yeah. Quite a happening place.
Yeah, right by the old Children's Memorial Hospital. Right, yeah.
That's right.
Remembering all
that's
that.
That's right.
Oh, I'm glad that you called in with that remembrance because, you know, for a lot of us, that was our introduction to the blues as well. And Otis Rush was a legendary figure and part of that history here in Chicago for sure. Have a great day today. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, remembering the great Otis Rush, who passed away yesterday. So if you stayed up late last night, maybe you watched the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. Adam Driver was the guest host. From what I saw of it, I fell asleep in the middle of it. But from what I saw, he was pretty good as the guest host. Kanye West was the musical guest, sort of. But what everyone is talking about this morning was the opening segment. Of course, they were spoofing the Brett Kavanaugh hearings the other day with Matt Damon walking out from behind the door and portraying Brett Kavanaugh. Hold on one second. We've got the wrong thing here. Let me get this. And then... Now. There we go.
What? Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick. First of all, I showed this speech to almost no one. Not my family, not my friends, not even PJ or Tobin or Squee. This is my speech. There are others like it, but this is mine. I wrote it myself last night while screaming into an empty bag of Doritos. I'm here tonight because of a sham, a political con job orchestrated by the Clintons and George Soros and Kathy Griffin and Mr. Ronan Sinatra. Now, I am usually an optimist. I'm a keg is half full kind of guy. But what I've seen from the monsters on this committee makes me want to puke and not from beer. Dr. Ford has no evidence, none. Meanwhile, I've got these. I've got these calendars. These beautiful, creepy calendars. About lifting weights with PJ and Squee and Donkey Dong Doug. But you don't care about Squee or Donkey Dong Doug, do you? You just want to humiliate me in front of my wife and my parents and Alyssa friggin' Milano? Well, guess what? I'm not backing down, you sons of bitches. I don't know the meaning of the word stop.
Matt Damon is Brett Kavanaugh. you can watch it on SNL site. You can watch the whole thing. All pretty funny. I love the Ronan Sinatra line. It's such
that's a deep reference.
That is such an inside joke. Of Ronan, he's talking about Ronan Farrow, who is much gossiped about as being the biological son of Frank Sinatra, and Mia Farrow. And he does look a lot like a young Frank Sinatra. So
that's true.
There is a lot to that. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll update news coming up next. All right, let's get an update of the news. Oh, and by the way, just for those of you texting in who think that we are un-American by playing this Saturday Night Live clip last night, we realize some of you are going to think it's funny, and some of you are not going to think it's funny. You don't have to think it's funny if you don't want to. We're not telling you you have to think it's funny. Some people like that Kanye West was wearing a Make America Great hat, and some people don't. We all have different opinions about things. Somehow we'll all be adults and put our big boy pants on and somehow move on past that, okay? In the meantime, let's get a check of WGN News. It's sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here's Dave Schwann.
An early warning system that may have prevented some of the deaths in the tsunami that hit Indonesia on Friday has been stalled in the testing phase. It's been that way for about 5 years, money being the problem to get it up and running. The high-tech system of seafloor sensors and fiber optic cable has been in the works for about 5 years. Well over 800 people were killed in that tsunami and the quake that hit on Friday. A mass funeral is underway today. President Trump has praised his Supreme Court nominee and condemned Democrats for what he calls shameless, disgraceful conduct, particularly in the last week. He hosted a rally in Wheeling, West Virginia last night, and the president accused Democrats of what he called ruthless and outrageous tactics to get in their way concerning the nomination of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Hilton Hotels have become the latest chain to reach an agreement with striking employees. It is similar to other contracts in which employees will now get health care even if they're laid off during the winter. Workers at 11 other hotels remain on strike. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, kickoff coming up shortly at Soldier Field. The Bears hosting the Buccaneers along the lakefront. Both teams are 2-1. Tampa is said to be sticking with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Tampa's defense has allowed 30.3 points per game so far this season. Wide receiver Anthony Miller and defensive back Prince Mukamara will be ruled out for the game today. Happ OB and Cos break it all down tonight with their postgame show at 6 o'clock or right after White Sox baseball here on WGN and WGNradio.com. College football yesterday, Northwestern falls to 1-3 after a 20-17 loss to Michigan last night in Evanston. Cats will be at Michigan State next weekend. Crowded atop the National League Central Division, that's because two teams now share the lead heading into the final game of the season today. Cubs and the Brewers in a dead heat for that title. If both teams win or both teams lose today, there will be a game 163 at Wrigley Field tomorrow. White Sox.
What are the scenarios again?
Okay, so here we go. Now, again, I want you to write this down because this is important stuff.
I'm going to write it down this time.
And, you know, it actually applies in the National League West as well, if I could take it one step further. Rockies and the Dodgers are also tied for first place in the West. So now, if the Cubs and the Brewers both win today, that means they stay tied,
mm-hmm.
and they have to play an extra game.
Yeah.
The winner of that game would win the title of the division, and the other team would go and be the number one wildcard team and host whoever wins or loses from the National League West. I'm laughing now, too. if both lose, same scenario plays out. If the Cubs win and the Brewers lose, Cubs are the division champs, Brewers are the wildcard team. If the Brewers win and the Cubs lose, Brewers are division champs, Cubs are the wild card team.
Okay.
So
I got it memorized.
Okay, so A plus B, A squared plus B squared equals right. C squared.
Right. I'm remembering now why I hated algebra so much.
Yeah, me too. What was that, the Pythagorean theorem or something like that?
And now to repeat all of that, here's Dave Schwann.
Yeah. C.
Do it backwards.
B. S. Cubs and Brewers? Yes.
Yeah. So
what?
Mm-hmm.
WGN traffic.
Wait, Andy wasn't done.
I'm not done yet.
Oh,
you're not done yet? I've got plenty more coming
here. He wasn't even paying attention.
It's okay. It's okay. I you know, I think a lot of people.
Sometimes I think you're not even paying attention to us.
I keep getting blamed for
interrupting you. I don't blame you, but I'm just saying. I wouldn't either. If I was listening to me, I wouldn't pay attention either.
Uh-huh. Okay, just three more things to tell you. White Sox final broadcast of the season coming up. I'll have the pregame at 1:35 at DJ the first pitch from Minnesota.
Right.
2:10 here on WGN. Blackhawks will open up the regular season Thursday night here on WGN. They'll be in Ottawa to face the Senators. And Europe wins the Ryder Cup, beating the Americans 17.5 to 10.5. Now I'm going to get out of the way because I know the Swanee's got pressing traffic issues. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Probably some pressing three-block stretch that's blocked off that we need to know about.
With tube socks.
Did I mention to you that Desplaines between closed until 3 this afternoon? Right.
Okay, is that an A squared plus B squared divided by C squared?
Okay. C squared. Okay. And take the integral of x times y.
Wow. Is that on the x-axis or the y-axis?
My eyes just went through completely around the back of my head right now.
Three times the exponent of... At any rate, WGN traffic. There's stop-and-go traffic on the Stevenson ramps in both directions to Lakeshore Drive and the Dan Ryan because of parking for the Bears game. Getting underway in about 17 minutes. Slowing up on the Kennedy, a 35-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown. And on the Eisenhower, nearly a 40-minute trip from Mannheim into the post office area. On the Bishop Ford, we have stop-and-go traffic between 130th and 103rd because of ongoing road work there. Traffic reduced to one lane. It's about a half hour now from the Bishop Ford on into downtown. And be advised of a number of accidents in the suburbs. First of all, in Lindenhurst, still a problem with a crash with injuries at Route 132. That's westbound Grand Avenue at Sand Lake Road. Also an accident in Elgin at Nestler Road in US 20. And in Munster, Indiana, Victory for Veterans Ride today is at Calumet Avenue and Ridge Road. Victory for Veterans Ride today. Getting underway now. In fact, it is underway between 11 and 1. Traffic will be backed up. That's a main intersection there, Calumet and Ridge Road in Munster, Indiana.
All right.
And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy today, high in the 60s, mostly cloudy overnight. We could see a thunderstorm, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow morning, cloudy once again, possible showers, but then turning partly sunny and warmer, high in the mid-70s. 61 now at O'Hare, 65 at both Midway and the Lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. This is The Stuff That Matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
What was that again?
And I said, this is The Stuff That Matters on Chicago's very own.
What's the station?
720 WGN. Hot, 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 beautiful Sunday. This
is my beautiful day. You probably thought I wasn't paying attention.
I
had a small computer glitch.
Was I interrupting you?
No. The computer wasn't responding.
I see.
At least that's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it. Weekend box office numbers. Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish's Night School. Big winner at the box office for the weekend. It took in $28 million. This is the best opening for a comedy this year, beating the $20 million start for the comedy Blockers that came out earlier this year. Let me see here. The Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish movie is just a little bit behind the $31 million opening for Tiffany Haddish's previous comedy, Girls Trip, that came out. Oh, next week. I can't wait to tell you about the movie A Star Is Born. I'm going to tell you right now how much I love this movie. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a Dean's List A+. This is probably the best movie of the year. I mean, obviously, everything's not out yet. But if somebody asked me at this moment, what is the best movie of 2018? Hands down, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, the remake of A Star Is Born. That opens next Friday. So we'll have an interview with Bradley Cooper next week here on our radio show. We'll have it on the WGN Morning News during the week, but I'll be reviewing and going into more detail at just how amazing this film is. But in the meantime, this weekend belongs to Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish with their film. Kevin was here in Chicago about a week or so ago, a week and a half or so ago, along with the director of the movie, Will Packer. Kevin happened to be here. The day that I talked to him was the morning after he threw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field. And, it wasn't that great of a pitch. It was an okay pitch, I guess, a little bit. He bounced it in front of home plate. Wasn't the greatest pitch in the world. So I sarcastically congratulated Kevin, who was taking full credit as though he had just won the World Series. Congratulations on a spectacular night at Wrigley Field last night.
Thank you, man. 273.
How many?
273.
Because I thought you said three something.
Well,
on the broadcast
they corrected me. They
corrected, but yeah, still 273. Is impressive.
It's heat. It's one of the fastest pitches.
Either way,
in the world.
I saw the catcher like, ow,
take his glove off.
Like he couldn't stand the pain.
He did this for a second, which is understandable when it's coming in that fast.
Did you guys see something that I didn't see? The ball didn't make it to home plate. He bounced
First of all, I stood behind the rubber. You're supposed to stand in front and put your back leg on it and use it to push off. Because my arm is so strong, if you watch the tape, I'm standing behind because I know that catcher has a game to play. I don't want to mess him up for today's game. So I threw it, 273 is still fast, don't get me wrong, but it's, whatever.
Yet, your friend Ice Cube on Twitter, did you see what he tweeted?
Yeah, I saw what he tweeted, and, I really don't understand.
I would have stole second and third on his slow ass.
That's definitely cute.
See, that's not right.
Well, the bad thing is the funny in that is Cube knows he's not a runner, so that's how bad he's saying my pitch was.
And almost as heavily scrutinized here in Chicago when you go to Wrigley Field, you throw out the first pitch and then sing the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
That. I'm guessing today you're going to announce that you're cutting an R&B album or
You heard it. The toughest thing about me exposing my vocals is the response. People want music after that.
Yeah.
It becomes, Kevin, can you please give us a Christmas album? You make us feel so good. You bring families closer together. Can we get more? And it's not that I don't want to. I just don't have the time.
Yeah,
but I think there was a moment, if you really look at it yesterday, you look out, you'll see the
tears.
Cubs fans crying.
Right. Yeah, they might have been. You know, that game was close until around the seventh.
Yeah.
It was good.
Kind of fell apart.
It kind of went bad after Kevin put the mic down. I don't know if you realized that, but the Brewers scored like three runs at the end to kind of blow it out.
If you notice in the song, I say at the end, let's get some runs.
For the Cubbies.
Well, but, maybe they didn't take the message and the Brewers did. Things happen.
The Brewers took a little more seriously than the Cubs did.
Those things happen, which is fine. It's fine. They'll be okay.
How great for you and Tiffany to be together in a project. I mean, you're both so hilariously funny in this movie, but just knowing your history and how much you supported her before she exploded and went big, and it's just like a testimony of helping a friend and seeing them do well and succeed. I mean, it had to be gratifying.
For me, it's unreal. The fact that I got to work with a friend, first of all, a friend that I now call a sister, and somebody whose story I've witnessed, I respect. I've seen where it started, and I've seen where it is now. You can only smile. You can only be happy and really kind of just be in awe of what you're witnessing, from her role in Girls Trip to the role in Night School to her role in The Last OG to now winning an Emmy, another movie coming out with Whoopi Goldberg and that Tyler Perry's doing. I think she got another movie that she's working on with Melissa McCarthy. She's got so much stuff in the fire that, we're going to get a nice dose of Tiffany Haddish. And I think it's well-deserved. deserved and needed. You know, yeah. I want to see her win. And I like the fact that I got to team up with her at this moment in her career so we can have our thing. And at one point, come back and revisit it and make it a bigger thing.
Yeah, it was meaningful in more than just one way to me to see you both together like that. This movie is about somebody who's looking for a second chance in their life. And I wonder have there been moments like that for you?
Hell yeah.
Where you had, what was your second chance? What was something where you thought it was over and somehow it came back?
Let's talk about when I went flat broke because I didn't pay taxes and I had to give what I had to make a payment so it wouldn't freeze accounts. And I didn't have nothing. I was like, I guess this is it. You know, I got there. I had a little movie called Soul playing under my belt and my TV show The Big House. And I was like, I guess I saw it. And I guess that's it. I said, please, God. You know, I think everybody has that movie. Go, please, Lord. One more chance. And I'm telling you, I will do it correctly. I don't know how, but I will not mess up again. I will figure it out. And I got one more shot. But to get that one more shot, I had to grind like nobody's business and really bear down and work extremely hard. And when it finally came full circle and I was able to catch up, pay the taxes that I owe, and I got in the green, and I put myself in a position to never see anything like that again. I learned from the mistake that I made the first time.
Yeah, you know,
sometimes the first is the worst and the second is the best. Mm-hmm. You know, that second chance is very valuable if used correctly. And in this movie, you're looking at a character that used it correctly after realizing how valuable of an opportunity it was.
Right,
and it took other people shining a light for him to go, oh my God, I get it. And that's why it's so important to not just watch the movie, laugh at it, but get the message. Realize the relationship between myself and Tiffany and the other people in the classroom.
Right.
We realize that we make each other good. We make each other better.
So you all set for the marathon next month?
I think so. I'll be all right.
How are you training? I mean, you're in pretty good shape, as it is.
Figuring it out.
You'll figure it out.
I'm figuring it out.
You're just going to show up that morning, aren't you?
I did 8 miles this morning. I think I'm going to try to run like 16 on Sunday,
yeah.
16 to 18.
You know it's 26 miles, though.
Yeah. I'm never going to run the 420 before
and
the marathon.
Less than a month away.
I'm never going to run the 420. The max I'll go is like 20.
Really?
I'll probably do 16 to 18 this weekend, and then next weekend I'll try to do another long number, and then I'll do small runs before, and then it's go time. Try to get these legs.
You want me to meet you someplace in my car?
Well,
pick you up and then drop you off near the finish line?
They'll have strategic porta potties for me placed throughout the marathon, because my fear is always So I have like strategic porta potties placed, and they'll have my face on it. That's a thing.
That's Kevin.
Yeah, don't nobody
don't
go in
else
there.
Don't anyone go in there. That's
because there's certain moments during the run where I veer off and I'll go in it. But I'll be fine. It'll be good.
Yeah.
I think as long as I beat my first time, I'll be okay.
What
I just
was
don't
want
to. I did a 4:02, but I cramped up so bad. I was on pace to do like a 3:30. And my legs on mile 19.
Damn.
Felt like a sniper.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Oh, no. I mean, you feel stuff that you never knew you could feel. From your legs. Like, I couldn't even fold my arms down because I wore sweatpants and long-sleeve shirts. I was sweating so much.
Yeah.
That's why runners run in those short shorts.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to give that much. You don't want to release that much, so you're constantly trying to replenish. But my body just didn't have that left. So those last 6 miles for me was torture.
Yeah.
Torture. But I'm here to do it again.
Good for you for doing it.
Never give up.
Well, do I have time to ask Will one question? I just want to ask, what's it like harnessing? You've worked with Kevin before, but harnessing this amazing ensemble and Tiffany.
Yeah.
How do you? You feel like you're a circus ringmaster?
You know what you do? You stay out of the way. That's what you do. You let people who are pros. You let the pros do what the pros do. I try to put Kev in position to win, and he takes it from there. It's like a great, you know, it's like working with LeBron. You know, you don't coach LeBron. You just put LeBron in position to do what LeBron does.
Right.
So that's what I do. It's like a much shorter, less attractive LeBron, really, at the end of the day. That's kind of what it's like working with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So that's I'm proud to know
him. It's director Will Packer, director of the number one movie in America today, Night School. Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. We'll take a quick break and update news. Coming up, we've got our Food Time show talking about the Chicago Gourmet event that is going on. That's all coming up. And Dave Schwann has got an update of all the latest from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All coming up on WGN. We've got our food show. We've got a bonus show coming up today. We're not just extra large today. We're double XL because we're going to be on till 1:30 today. That's when Andy will take over with the final White Sox pregame show of the year, right?
That is correct. You have a supersized show today.
The pregame show at the 1 o'clock hour.
What do you have planned on the pregame show today?
You know, we got some thank yous, of course. Ed Farmer has been joining me all year on Sundays. We had this little segment called The Farmer's Market, where he likes to tell some stories. I like to feature it as Ed Unplugged. Because the game doesn't get in the way. He can actually just pontificate.
Let him tell his stories.
It's fun. He's got some great stuff from his playing days and from when he was a scout and also just his days in the booth.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. 135?
Is that 135.
All right. If you need me to jump in, you know, I'm going to be here anyway.
What I want you to do is in the last segment, I want you to come in and explain the playoff situation.
Okay, all right. Okay. I've been writing it down, and I actually brought in some experts in hieroglyphics to help me understand playoff possibilities for today. That's all coming up for you. First, let's get a check of WGN News sponsored by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. 720 WGN Chicago, where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720. If you're a smart speaker user, say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. With the latest now, here's Dave Schwann.
Cloudy skies, 61 at O'Hare. Authorities in Indonesia say rescue teams are having difficulty recovering victims of the massive earthquake and tsunami that hit last Friday. ABC's Julia McFarlane has an update from the Foreign Desk in London.
As officials raised the death toll to 832, they warned it could rise further still because many of the affected areas have yet to be reached by emergency response teams. They need to move heavy machinery to lift broken concrete, and the quake has damaged roads and infrastructure and left destruction across the northern part of Sulawesi.
And a mass grave that will hold hundreds of bodies is being dug today in the city of Palu, one of the hardest hit areas. Over 800 people killed in that city. We have received word this morning that an early warning system that may have prevented some of these deaths is in the stalled phase. It's a high-tech system of seafloor sensors and fiber optic cable. It's been in the works for about 5 years, meant to replace a system that was set up after the quake and tsunami killed 250,000 people in that region in 2004. Delays, however, in getting the funding to complete this project meant that it has been stalled. Police in Niles and the FBI continue to look for a man who robbed a PNC Bank branch Friday. This happening in the 8900 block of North Milwaukee. He was wearing a Chicago Cubs baseball cap and got away with $2,000. He was described as white, about 30 years old, 5'9", and weighing about 200 pounds. Police in suburban Dixmoor are looking for the person who shot and killed a man inside his home at 146th and Oakley early yesterday. Daryl Webb was found on his couch with shell casings around him. His brother Leslie says the home was ransacked.
Someone in the street bum-rushed him and came in, you know, and shot him.
Webb leaves behind a son and several grandchildren. An authority in the administration of Southern Illinois University says a student accused earlier this month of belonging to a neo-Nazi group is no longer enrolled at the school. The spokesperson says the student's right to privacy prevented them from identifying the student or elaborating on the reasons for his departure. And as temperatures start to drop, more space heaters are being used. That means more potential fires. One space heater started an apartment fire on the near north side, happened in the 800 block of North State. No one was displaced or injured. The fire was quickly extinguished, but residents did have to evacuate before the fire department arrived. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, just underway at Soldier Field, and the Bears have struck first, leading 7-0 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on their first possession. They went down the field. Mitch Trubisky hitting Trey Burton on a 39-yard touchdown strike. And again, the Bears up 7-0 with 12:20 to go in the first quarter. Join Hap, OB, and Kaz. They'll break it all down for you after the game. Their postgame show starting at 6 o'clock or following White Sox baseball on WGN and WGNradio.com. Who will win the Central Division and who will take a National League wildcard spot? Well, it may be determined today, and then again, maybe it won't be determined today. The Cubs and the Brewers are tied atop the Central with one game left to play. Both teams in the playoffs, if both win today or lose today, there'll be a one-game playoff in Game 163 tomorrow at Wrigley Field to find out who wins the Central and who plays in the wildcard game. White Sox in their final game of 2018 facing the Minnesota Twins, that is. I'll have your pregame at 1:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch from Minnesota at 2:10 here on WGN. And the 2018-19 season begins for the Blackhawks Thursday night. Hawks will take on Ottawa in Ottawa. Blackhawks sending goalie Colin Delia and forward Dylan Secura to Rockford following their preseason finale last night. Europe wins the Ryder Cup, beating the Americans in Paris 17.5-10.5. The Americans still winless in Europe since 1993. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic delays on the Kennedy, a 35-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown, about 25 minutes in the express lanes. The Eisenhower stop and go from Mannheim on into downtown, a 35-minute trip there. On the Stevenson, looking at slow traffic on the ramps from Lakeshore Drive to the Ryan, that in both directions because of people going into the Bears game today. And there is stop-and-go traffic on the Bishop Ford due to some construction, slow going between 130th and 103rd Street. Also, some incidents, an accident in Bartlett, an overturned truck at US 20 at Park Avenue. And we have a serious fire problem in Elmwood Park, North Avenue, between 76th and Thatcher Avenue, fire activity going on there. And in Munster, Indiana, the Victory for Veterans ride underway. Traffic backed up at Calumet Avenue and Ridge Road.
It's a busy traffic morning.
Busy traffic morning. It started out light, but then it became busy because...
You burned your keep today.
I've tried to.
I have a traffic text question for you.
Yes.
From the 773 area code.
Yes.
Dave, comma, when is the Lakeshore Drive road repair going to be done on the north end, Belmont to Oak Street?
Who's Dave?
You.
Oh, I keep hearing Schwanny.
I know, nobody
Schwan
calls him Dave.
And, do I hear
it's
Dave?
Probably your dad texting in. David. Does he call you Dave or David?
No. My mother called me David.
What does your dad call you?
Dave.
That you can say on the air. Right
yeah,
now.
Right. Yeah, no. It's Dave. The Lakeshore Drive construction is multifold, actually. Oh. This started in August.
Right.
And actually, most, if not all of it, will be wrapping up by the end of this week.
Oh, good.
They've wanted to get this done before your favorite event.
My favorite Sunday of the year, the marathon?
Next week, yes, the marathon. So the road, lane reduction... has been going on since August from Monroe to about North Avenue, and that will be the case until October 6th. But I was on Lakeshore Drive yesterday, and they're about done. They're moving right along. In fact, the lanes were open there. But the exit ramp to Randolph Street will be closed until October 6th.
Is that my imagination? Is there just like a ridiculous amount of construction that's going on right now?
There's a ridiculous amount of construction going on, it seems.
It's like everywhere.
You know,
I won't go this way. I'll take an alternative. And then you go there, and there's construction going on there.
Not only that, there's all kinds of construction going on downtown, and it's not road construction. It's construction for utilities, where they're digging up the side streets, you know, around State Street and the South Loop there, one thing after another, believe me. But continuing about Lakeshore Drive, roadwork will be wrapping up at the end of the week, Friday, October 5th. And also there's work on the bridge that goes over North Avenue on Lakeshore Drive. That's been reduced in two lanes. Causing quite a backup, actually, if you're coming in southbound on Lakeshore Drive. But they've been doing some reconstruction on the bridge, and that should be wrapping up as well. So, safe to say, by the end of the week, this will be done.
And it ain't no finer place to be running on Lakeshore Drive. There's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive.
all we can afford to play. But
I hope that answers the question here about the Lakeshore Drive, and
much.
It needed it
very much.
The road was rough going if you were especially headed south in the southbound lanes from the Chicago River Bridge going down toward Randolph and Monroe Street there. That was pretty bumpy, so it's good that they have got this done.
Yeah, thank you very much for texting in that question. And if we had official Dean Richards Sunday morning coffee mugs, we'd send one out to you.
Maybe they can be our first recipient.
All of our best intentions for sending you something for that lovely question, but we don't have anything.
The Dean Richards coffee mug. Right. I like that. For personalized traffic on demand. And did we not give that just now? Huh? Personalized traffic on demand.
What other station does that?
None of them.
Takes
you forget
requests.
The Chicago. The
forget
traffic.
About it.
Chicago
you kidding me?
App.
Forget about it. They repeat that. They tell fake traffic. That's what they do. It's fake traffic over there. Sometimes they don't even tell the right expressway.
Expressway.
Sometimes they say what's going on in expressways
in
California.
There's a backup and there isn't one
on the 405.
And then they'll say it's moving fine and it's an hour and a half coming in.
Yeah.
But for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy today, high in the 60s. Mostly cloudy overnight. We may see a thunderstorm and a low in the 50s. Cloudy, possible showers early tomorrow, but then partly sunny and warmer, high in the mid-70s. O'Hare 61, Midway, and Chicago's Lakefront both have 65. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'll be giving out Schwanee's home phone number later so you can just call him at home if you have questions about the news.
I just had it disconnected.
If you want to ask questions about traffic or...
It's been disconnected.
Really, just anything. Sometimes maybe you just feel like calling and saying hi to him. Maybe you don't even have a question. Hi, Schwanee. I just want... Calling from Hoffman Estates.
No, the calls I get are, boy, do I want to talk to you.
I just want to say hi to you. What are you doing right now? Something like that. So stay tuned. I'll give out his personal home phone number and cell phone.
Well, I already gave out my home address.
Right.
321 Mayberry Lane.
It's the kind of service that we provide. No other station actually gives you our home addresses and phone numbers so you can contact
us. Because we like you.
Because we love you. It's not just like. We love you.
We do have the best listeners.
We do that. Boy, I'm sad to hear the news. Did you hear this? The Treasure Island stores are closing?
Yeah, I did hear that. They've been a fixture around here for a long time.
Since 1963?
55 years.
Is when they first opened. And they have six remaining stores in the city and one in Wilmette. And they say that they're going to be closing all of them now. The company said that they closed their Lincoln Park store. That was the one that was on Clybourne on September the 10th. And the president of the store is saying that, they just can't stay open. They can't compete anymore. The dynamics of the grocery business have changed so much. I guess, if you're a relatively small operation, and certainly six stores, six remaining stores now, Treasure Island at one time had many more. But, how do you compete with, Kroger owns Mariano's, and what's the company that owns Jewel? Albertson?
Yes, is that right? Albertson.
Albertson, it's a huge grocery chain.
But what about the fact that Amazon has partnered with Whole Foods?
Yeah, they basically own Whole Foods now.
Peapod, the delivery service.
And I think that was, maybe the final nail in the coffin for Treasure Island of Amazon taking over Whole Foods. Because remember when Treasure Island first opened, it was such an eclectic grocery store. You could go in there and find fruits and vegetables that you would never find in any other store. They had such a wide variety. And you'd walk down the aisles and you could find foods from different cultures and, different things. It was more than just ketchup, mustard, milk, bread, you know, all the usuals that every other store had. It truly was very unique. But then Whole Foods came in, and they had a remarkable produce department, and they had remarkable, you know, sections of different kinds of food, not so much ethnic foods, but organic and, you know, breaking the mold of the kinds of things that you would find in grocery stores. In fact, I read an article with one of the, you know, the head people with Treasure Island saying that they you know, when the organic food trend happened, that they just couldn't make it profitable because organic foods don't last as long as conventionally grown fruits and vegetables do because they're loaded with things that keep them fresher longer, chemicals and things. But apparently they just weren't able to, you know, turn them over. So I'm sorry, I was always a Treasure Island fan. I got to say, until recently, have you been in a Treasure Island store, Shawnee, recently?
Not recently. Yeah. I went to Treasure Island when I first moved to the city, actually, but I'm sorry to say, I have not been in one recently.
Yeah, it's very sad. They have, you know, signs on the window now saying that everything must go. You know, they opened this huge store on Clybourne Street, Clybourne Avenue, and, you know, closed it. Very, very, very sad. But I have to say, I would say maybe like the last year, maybe something like that, when I would occasionally go to a Treasure Island, I was always unbelievably disappointed that the variety, not only of the fruits and vegetables, you know, was barely there. The quality of it wasn't that good. They used to have, you know, I would go there to buy, you know, Greek stuff. I go there to buy lamb chops and, you know, things Greek. They used to have a very nice section of lots of different ethnic foods. But, you know, I would go there specifically to buy, you know, some Greek things to cook. And I got to say, over the past couple of years, they, you know, just became smaller and smaller and smaller. So I stopped shopping there. I guess, you know, I like a lot of people, you know, was able to find things elsewhere. Somebody texting in, and this is a really good point, that Caputo's grocery stores kind of fill that bill now with lots of different ethnic foods. And that's true. Occasionally, I don't live near a Caputo's, but occasionally I'll make the drive because they do have a remarkable variety and selection of things. There's also a store. It's in Lincolnwood or Niles. It's on Tui Avenue. I want to say it's called Fresh Farms. They have a remarkable selection of different kinds of ethnic foods and things like that. And somehow they're able to make it work. But in the Sun-Times, there's an article with employees and the CEO of Treasure Island and so forth. And an employee in that article is quoted as saying that the last day for Treasure Island will be October the 12th. So, you know, I guess if you're, you know, looking for some sale items, most stores that are going out of business like that have, you know, huge sales of different things. So maybe you'll find some things. But sad to see another longtime Chicago business go out of business. Very sad. Treasure Island. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, get into our Food Time show for today. We've got an extra long show today till 1:30, and we're going to be talking about lots of things, including Chicago gourmet, Chicago's best burgers, lots of things still to come for you here on WGN. You know what's going on right now?
What's going on right now?
Auditions for the Lyric Opera.
Oh, are you going to go see La Boheme?
I am going to go see La Boheme.
Are you? Great.
I don't know when yet, but I promised that I would go see it because they, you know.
Your friend that was in a few weeks ago.
Betty Moore. Yeah. Betty Moore is a critic. You know, I've always said that I'm not a fan of opera. She said that if ever I was going to, you know, get a hold of opera, it would be La Boheme. So I told her that I would go see it and then report back to her. So I am going to do that. But auditions are going on as we speak until 5 o'clock today at the Lyric Opera audition for a spot in next season's Ryan Opera Center Ensemble. So you could be part of the ensemble if you go over there. You know, if you're an opera singer, you can audition until 5 o'clock today. Baritones at 3 o'clock. Mezzo-sopranos. 3:35. Tenors at 4. And, you know, that's how it works over there.
Well, I'm done at about 3.
I have a recording of the last time that you sang some opera. I don't know if a lot of people remember this. You have an amazing voice. I would have not guessed you as a soprano.
Oh, that's Senorita Rita.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Bixby.
Good afternoon. I'm to audition a singer. Will you tell Mr. Allen that I'm here?
He asked for it for you to go to Studio B, and he will join you there.
It's very good.
Perhaps we should explain. That wasn't me.
That was Juani singing.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
And a phony at the mic.
News is sponsored by It's Just Lunch. Here's Dave Schwann.
We are continuing to follow the situation in Indonesia. Rescue teams having difficulty recovering the victims of the massive earthquake and tsunami on Friday. So far, over 800 people have been killed. And now an early warning system that might have prevented some of these deaths is stalled in the testing phase. We received word of that earlier today. It's a high-tech system of sensors and fiber optic cable, which has been in the works for about 5 years, but was stalled because of delays in getting money to complete the project. It hasn't moved beyond a prototype. It was to have been in place after the previous tsunami and quake killed nearly a quarter of a million people in the region in 2004. Senior Trump administration officials say the White House is not micromanaging a new FBI background check of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and senior advisor Kellyanne Conway deny the White House is directing the process. Police are still looking for the man who robbed the PNC Bank branch on Friday in Niles. This happening in the 8900 block of North Milwaukee. He's described as white, about 30 years old, 5'9", weighing about 200 pounds. He was wearing a Cubs baseball cap and got away with $2,000. WGN Sports, White Sox, last game of the season today, playing Minnesota in Minnesota. Our pregame with Andy Mazur's at 1:35, the first pitch 2:10, with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson here on 720 WGN. Minnesota beating the Sox yesterday 8-3. Cubs and St. Louis playing today. Yesterday, St. Louis beating the Cubs 2-1. Cubs and Brewers now tied at the top of the National League Central Division with one game to go. That game getting underway at 2:20. Bears underway at Soldier Field right now, playing Tampa Bay at the end of the first quarter. Bears leading Tampa Bay 14-0. And also in soccer yesterday, Chicago beating Los Angeles 3-1. I should also mention our post-game show for the Bears with Hamp, OB, and Cause is at 6 o'clock today after Sox baseball here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. WGN traffic, Kennedy, a 35-minute trip from Montrose on in, or I should say O'Hare to downtown, 25 minutes from Montrose on in. The Eisenhower stop and go from Mannheim to the post office, a 40-minute trip there. Some problems on the Stevenson on the ramps between Lakeshore Drive and the Ryan in both directions because of traffic due to the Bears game. And because of ongoing road work, there's stop-and-go traffic on the Bishop Ford between 130th and 103rd Street.
You know, the big Chicago Gourmet is also going on. The Bears game's going on, but also the Chicago Gourmet is going on in Grant Park right now.
Yeah, at Grant Park and Millennium Park. Yeah. Aren't they set up in and around?
Millennium Park.
Millennium. Yeah. And that's been a weekend event. You're not going over there, I think.
I'm not going to
talk about hamburgers there or anything.
Well, we are going to talk about they had a big competition for the best burgers. We are going to talk about that later. And in a minute, we're going to talk with Sam Toya, who's the CEO mm-hmm. of the Illinois Restaurant Association. They put on the big shindig. So we are going to talk about this. But I am not able to attend this year. So,
all right. Well,
I'm just going to have to eat all that food without me and drink all
try
that
another
wine.
Burger. We are
I'll
also
try to make up for it on my own later in the day.
We also have accidents several accidents in the suburban areas and a fire situation in Elmwood Park. North Avenue in both directions between 76th Court and Thatcher is closed because of fire activity there. That's an apartment fire. in Elgin. Watch for an accident at Liberty Street north of Chicago. Willowbrook also has an accident at Route 83 and 63rd Street. And in Bartlett, an overturned truck is at Lake Street and Park Avenue. And finally, in Munster, Indiana, the Victory for Veterans ride is at Calumet Avenue and Ridge Road. That goes on until 1 o'clock this afternoon, so traffic will be backed up in that area. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago.
Feel free to stop by Schwani's house later and ask whatever questions that you'd
That's
like.
321 traffic, Mayberry Drive.
Weather, sports, you name it. He's happy to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And all, if you want to call, all you have to do is pick up your phone and go, Sarah,
give me Schwani's
house. Get Schwani's house.
Yeah. And I know, you know, some of you are wondering, is there a good time to stop by his house? Right around 5 o'clock, he makes dinner for everybody, too. So you can just stop by. If you can't make it to Chicago Gourmet, you live right near Chicago Gourmet, stop by Schwani's house. They'll also be putting out food for everyone today as well.
Aunt B's fried chicken and sweet potato pie. How's that sound? That would win any contest, right?
Sure.
Oh, I broke the 40-year rule again. Oh. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the 60s. Mostly cloudy overnight with a chance of a thunderstorm, a low in the 50s. Cloudy in the morning hours for your Monday, possible showers, but then partly sunny and warmer for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, 61 at O'Hare, 65 at both Midway and the Lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is The Stuff That Matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something of me?
Eat it.
Indeedy, we've got a bonus show today. We're going to be on until 1:30, and Andy's pregame show, final pregame show for our White Sox broadcast coming up in just a little while. So we've got a little bonus food time show today. We're happy to have with us the man who's putting on the big party downtown today. Sam Toya is the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. They are the ones putting on Chicago Gourmet. Bon Appetit presents Chicago Gourmet. Sam, welcome, first of all. Great to have you here with us. I've been calling this event the food version of Lollapalooza.
That it is, Dean, and thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, how are things been going? It's been going on. Today is actually the final day of it. But yeah,
it is. Today is the final day, but we've been celebrating all week. We started with our Italian feast at the Symphony Center stage on Wednesday. We had Blues, Booze, and Eats on Thursday at the River Roast. And Friday, we had our Hamburger Hop,
right,
where Tony Perillo of My Yard won both the People Choice and the celebrity judges.
We're going to talk
choice.
About that because I got a bone to pick with that whole
okay.
thing. foie gras burgers, I don't know. It's not my cup of tea, but a lot of people love it.
It's all about the experience.
It's all about the experience, I guess so. Just basically talk a little about the history of this event, because it's become one of the biggest food events really in the country.
Absolutely it is. It is probably one of the premier food and wine shows in the country. I don't care what they say in Pebble Beach or South Beach, we have the best food and wine show, Chicago Gourmet, the last week in September. This is our 11th year. And we started it in 2008. It's kind of funny because we started it right in the Great Recession. Mayor Daley thought it would be a good idea, you know what I mean, to do a food and wine show here. So we started doing it. And then when Mayor Emanuel came in 2011, he really embraced Chicago Gourmet. And I do believe Chicago Gourmet, because it's such a great food and wine show, was what brought the James Beard Awards here, which is the Oscars of the culinary industry.
Yeah, I'm actually amazed that we didn't have anything like this up until you started this in 2008.
Yes.
Because Chicago, I mean, any place I go, any place that I travel, the very first thing anyone says when they hear Chicago, thank goodness they're not saying Al Capone anymore, like it used to be back in the day, they talk about our food. And it's not just pizza, it's not just hot dogs, but it's about five-star restaurant experiences, that they have when they're here in Chicago.
That's right, Dean. We've become known as the culinary capital of the United States. That's what Bon Appetit and Condé Nast said last year, and I believe it. You know, in Chicago, you can get everything, and we got some great celebrity chefs like Rick Bayless and Stephanie Eiser and Paul Kahan and Graham Elliott, to name a few.
Yeah, that are Chicago-based.
That's right.
That are part of all of this. But, you know, the restaurant scene here over the past 20 years, just absolutely flourishing. And really, step-by-step with any restaurant that you will find in any other city, I don't care if San Francisco, New York, London, name it. Chicago restaurants are on even keel, if not above.
Absolutely, because it's still reasonable. We draw a lot of great young chefs, young talent here to the city of Chicago. You can still open a restaurant here in some of our great neighborhoods like Avondale. Look at Logan Square, Pilsen, Hyde Park. You got a big boom going on now in Lakeview. So Bucktown, Wicker Park, we got some great restaurants in all these neighborhoods because it's still reasonable to open a restaurant. It's so expensive in San Francisco or New York to open a restaurant. You can still come to Chicago, go to one of our great neighborhoods and open a restaurant. That's why we draw all this young talent here to Chicago.
Yeah. So what's not, it's the final day of the gourmet, but people still go?
They can still go. There's a few tickets left for today. It goes all the way to the early evening today. There's over 250 chefs there. You can get tastings from some of these great restaurants, like I just mentioned, from some great neighborhoods like Rogers Park to Uptown to Pilsen to Avondale. So you can taste these great tastings and decide if you want to go back to these restaurants. And we have premier wines from Southern Glazer Wines and Spirits, who puts the wines out there. They're our presenting sponsors.
Yeah, and you walk around and you nosh and you sip, and really just enjoy the day. It's like we were talking with Rick Pearson earlier, who says hello to you, by the way.
Oh, Todd, Rick's great. He's my guy.
We're talking about how this is a kind of an upscale taste of Chicago.
Yes, it is definitely like you said. You can sip and eat, and this year our theme was Rock the Fork. What goes better than music and food? So we have a playlist that was put together by Chef Graham Elliott, Matthias Merchant. So we have music all over the footprint. We have mariachi players. We had Bollywood dancers. You name it, we have it. Food and music. What is better than that?
Yeah, team? And celebrity chefs, falling all over each other. They're every place.
Everywhere.
Putting on demos. So one of the things, as I said, I've been out of town and not able to attend it all this year. But last year, I hosted a couple of the little seminars,
yes,
the cooking demos.
Yes, we have demos from Tony Montuano to Rick Bayless to Lorena Garcia, Diana Davila. We have some great celebrity chefs out there giving some demonstrations.
Yeah, so, and that's really fun. I mean, standing in line and eating and drinking, all that is great. I love these setups that they do for these demos where you are seeing some of the greatest chefs in the world in person, and they're cooking signature things and explaining how they do things and answering questions. If you're a foodie, to me, that's what makes this event so amazing. Where are you going to see all these chefs in one place?
You're not. It's like being live at a baseball game. It's like live at Food Network. It's right there in front of you. You can see these celebrity chefs giving demos. You can ask questions. They like to interact with the audience. So there's nothing better than Chicago Gourmet than to interact with some great celebrity chefs.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, just keeping with our, the music analogy with this, we're talking about how it's, the Lollapalooza of food. Imagine if you were able to go to seminars with Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, like some of the biggest names in music.
Yes.
And listen to them talk about making their music and ask them questions, and see how they do it. Put that in the food world with some of these, the greatest chefs, a lot of TV chefs that you see all the time, but a lot of them that are not TV chefs who are amazing culinary artists.
That's exactly right. Like Tony Perillo from, Piccolo Sogno. He's got a demo going on. So what you got here is it's all about an experience, right? Especially the millennials. You know, they grew up with the Travel Channel, the Food Network. So it's all about an experience. Dean, when you and I grew up, they were cooks. Now they're chefs. They were bartenders. Now they're mixologists. So just think about it. It's all about an experience at Chicago Gourmet and Millennium Park. You could still come out today, you know, to get a great experience sipping and eating. What else could you ask for? And some music.
Yeah, I want to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Chicago Gourmet. But I also just want to talk about the Illinois Restaurant Association and, you know, what's happening in the restaurant world right now in trends outside of gourmet, the restaurants that are around the Chicago area. We're in studio today with Sam Toya. He's the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200. WGS. Sam Toya, the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, is in with us. Final day of Chicago Gourmet that is going on. So, Sam, we were talking about this hamburger competition that took place. Talk to me a little bit more about this. I'm a hamburger purist. I just like a plain old hamburger. The fried egg that goes on a burger, to me, you need to call food police when something like that happens, or some of the other things. I get what they're doing. I get that they're doing, you know, unusual things, and it's the experience. It's just not my cup of tea, personally. But they came up with some pretty unusual creations for this.
They did. Like you were saying, from foie gras to different olives to you name it, different kind of cheeses and anything you could imagine, sweet stuff and just anything you could imagine on burgers was on burgers.
Here's
at the Hamburger Hop.
Here's a Greek
Friday.
Burger, a Greek burger with ouzo marinated pickles.
There you go.
As a Greek person, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm in conflict with that. But just one of the events that are going on with Chicago Gourmet that's been going on. I mean, really, anything food.
Anything food. So we had the Hamburger Hop this past Friday. This is our ninth year doing the Hamburger Hop. We had over 15 judges participate, 15 restaurants participating, different chefs. And both the People's Choice and the Celebrity Judges chose My Yard Tavern as the best burger here in the city of Chicago, which is the first time both the People's Choice and the Judge Choice were the same restaurant.
And this is from Chef Tony Priolo.
That's right.
Right? From Piccolo Sogno and Nonina restaurants as well. And the burger that won is called the City Slicker Burger. Black truffle pesto, foie gras mayo, seared foie gras, and crispy prosciutto di Parma.
There you go. You talk about an experience with a burger. There's an experience with a burger.
That's an experience
with a burger. It won, Dean.
It won. Apparently people liked it. Who do we have? Now, today's the final day with this, but still plenty going on, including some big-time celebrity chefs today.
So today we have a demo by Stephanie Iser called Duck Duck Dance. And, you know, so obviously she owns, you know, Girl and the Goat. And so she is going to be possibly doing some dance moves. You know, it's food and music. Oh, yeah, Stephanie can move. Stephanie can move. You got to see her.
I didn't know that she had that in her.
Yes, she does.
Okay. All right. What else is going on today?
So what else we got going on today? We have demos by Lorena Garcia as well. We have the Grand Cru, which is premier wines from out the country with great testings. Again, Graham Elliott and Matthias Murchis will have their playlist up there and be producing food too. So we got a little bit of everything. And like I said, there's over 250 chefs. Today we probably have about 125 chefs giving tastings out there as well. And this is a beautiful day. I mean, it's a little overcast, but it's not going to rain, so it's a beautiful day to drink some Cabernet.
It's a perfect day for something outside like that. Last year was about 175 degrees.
Yeah, it
was one of those ridiculously hot.
Yes, it was not a day you were drinking red wine.
Right. This is the perfect red wine weekend at Chicago Gourmet. If you want to get more info, chicagogourmet.org. What's the latest now? I mean, you guys keep track of all this. What are the latest trends in restaurants?
You know,
in Chicago?
There's, you know, obviously here in the city of Chicago, we got everything when it comes to, you know, Asian is a big Asian and, you know, Asian food and
Are there different, types of Asian food that are
super?
Because for a while, Thai was popular. Korean has had its moment.
Yes. It's a little, they're doing infusions. You know, Japanese is, you know, and not just sushi, but other, you know, Japanese dishes. So you got a lot of Asian, but kind of Japanese, Korean are very popular right now. You know, so you got that going on. We have a lot of spicy kind of food, you know, a lot of South American food, you know, South American Latin food is very popular right now as well.
Yeah, and not like Mexican food.
No, that's right. South American Latin.
Different kinds of South American cuisines.
That's right.
Native to different countries.
Right. But specifically a lot South American these days.
Yeah. Are there, the trend has been going more and more and more toward takeout. What's easy? What's convenient? People are busy. Don't have time to stop at a restaurant, but don't mind stopping to carry out from a restaurant.
That's right. You know, that's the biggest growth in restaurant business right now, Dean, where delivery and, you know, like with Grubhub and, you know, Uber Eats and stuff, people are definitely ordering out more, picking up and getting food delivered, you know, because now you can, you know, back in the day, delivery was what, you know, was kind of pizza, Chinese food. Now you can get anything you want delivered to your house from
the finest restaurants.
From the finest restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Many of which represented at Chicago. Bon Appetit presents Chicago Gourmet. Right. That is going on today until what time?
It's going on today till 5 o'clock. And we do have a charity component to it, too. The Illinois Restaurant Association, Ed Foundation, and Pilot Light. Last year, we raised at Chicago Gourmet over $100,000. And to date, the Illinois Restaurant Association, Ed Foundation, has given $2.8 million out in culinary scholarships. We work with high schools through across the cities, from Simeon on the south side to Roosevelt on the north side to Roberto Clemente on the west side. We're here to give scholarships out and encourage our next generation of culinary leaders here in the culinary capital of the United States, Chicago.
ChicagoGourmet.com for info on the event. Info on the Illinois Restaurant Association. What's the best way to get that?
So you could go to IllinoisRestaurantAssociation.org. And, you know, at the Illinois Restaurant Association, we do a lot of advocacy. We do a lot of special events like Chicago Gourmet. We also do the food and beverage at the Taste of Chicago, which has really been really good lately. You know, we got some, definitely restaurants from all over our 77 communities participating in that. And then also we do a lot of education and educational foundation at the Restaurant Association.
Sam Toy is the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We're going to update news, and when we come back, where do you think are the best burgers in Chicago? 312-981-7200. We're going to get your opinions on this controversial topic here in Chicago today. It's all coming up. Foie gras and a burger. Okay, this is the here's a Greek burger at this competition. Burger with glazed eggplant and ouzo marinated pickles.
You could do a Greek burger, just put some feta cheese.
Exactly.
On it.
Here's
that
what
would
you
be
do.
A wonderful.
Here's Greek here's burger. Dean's Greek burger. You take your ground beef or, you know, whatever meat you're going to use. Ground beef. I don't eat.
How about lamb?
Like, well, yeah, I guess I have actually done lamb burgers. Mm-hmm. I have done that, but you take a ground, you want a little fat in the ground beef, so like a ground round, maybe something like that. I mix some crumbled feta cheese into the meat and then form the burgers.
Oh, put it in the meat.
I put it in the meat so it melts in the meat as it's cooked.
Oh, God.
And that's it. Call it a day. Opa, done.
Maybe some onion and mushroom.
You don't need to be
optional.
Marinating pickles with ouzo.
What is ouzo?
What is ouzo? It's like a licorice flavor liqueur.
It's a liqueur.
You want a licorice flavored pickle on your hamburger? No way.
Ew.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know who said that, but
that was
ooh,
Pam.
Right.
Pam Jones.
1,000% correct, Pam. Ooh is right.
He says you're 1,000% correct.
Gross. let me see here. South of the Border Burger with salsa verde, chihuahua cheese, and cilantro. No, that's not too bad. Here's a rib burger made of deconstructed barbecue beef, boneless spare rib, barbecue sauce, and smoked cheddar cheese. Well, that's not a burger. That's pulled pork.
Isn't beef already deconstructed? It's deconstructed cow.
Yeah, it's deconstructed so much that they ground it up. All right, so what I want to find out is, where are your favorite burgers? What comprises your favorite burgers? If you're making it at home, what do you do? What's your favorite burger? Or if you have a favorite burger place, a favorite burger at a place, what is it? 312-981-7200.
I can think of several, not just one.
All right. Well, we have another half hour to fill, so I may need all of your suggestions.
For our pregame show.
312-981-7200. We're killing time here until 1:30. Kill being the operative word. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet. Weekday mornings at 720. 720 WGN Chicago smart speaker users say play WGN radio. News sponsored by Cars for Kids. Here's Dave Schwann.
And we have cloudy skies and 61 at O'Hare. Authorities in Indonesia say rescue teams are having difficulty recovering victims of the earthquake and tsunami that hit Friday. A shortage of heavy equipment exists in the hard-hit areas, and response teams are spread out in remote areas. ABC's Julia McFarlane is at the Foreign Desk in London with more information.
The Red Cross estimates up to 1.6 million people could be affected by the disaster. There's also questions being raised because the country's tsunami center's offshore sensors failed to detect any significant waves, the closest monitors to Palu, more than 100 miles away.
And today, a mass funeral is underway in the city of Palu, one of the hardest hit areas. Over 800 people died there. Police in Dixmoor are looking for the person who shot and killed a man in his house at 146th and Oakley yesterday. Police say Darrell Webb was found dead on his couch with shell casings around him, leaving behind a son and several grandchildren. Trump administration authorities and officials in the White House say they are not micromanaging a new FBI background check of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, along with senior advisor Kellyanne Conway, deny the White House is directing the process. Sanders says the White House counsel has allowed the Senate to dictate the terms and scope of the investigation. An official at Southern Illinois University says a student accused earlier this month of belonging to a neo-Nazi group is no longer enrolled at the school. The authority says the right to privacy has prevented the school from identifying the student or elaborating on the reasons for his departure. The payload was a little late due to launch delays over bad weather and rocket issues, but astronauts at the International Space Station have finally gotten some much-needed supplies. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
3, 2, 1. A special delivery Sunday for astronauts at the International Space Station. The Japanese capsule dubbed White Stork arrived at the ISS Thursday, 5 days after it launched. The commander used a robot arm to capture the cargo ship. It's filled with more than 5 tons of supplies, including critical batteries that astronauts will put into place on the station's solar power grid. Two NASA astronauts and their Russian colleague will return to Earth next week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And with WGN Neighborhood News, here's Doma T. Pongo.
Chicago's own Kanye West says he plans to donate $150,000 toward the rehabilitation of a Southside historical gem. Since its birth in 1927, the Avalon Regal Theater in Chatham saw performances from the likes of Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Richard Pryor, and dozens of others throughout the years. Owner Gerald Gary says the funds would help to bring the building back up to code. I'm Doma T. Pongo with WGN Neighborhood News, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.
WGN Sports, the last game of the season for the White Sox today. They play Minnesota once again. Our pregame with Andy Mazur getting on underway at 1:35. The first pitch 2:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. Minnesota beat the White Sox yesterday 8-3. Cubs playing St. Louis once again this afternoon. That game at 2:20. Cubs and Brewers now tied at the top of the National League Central Division with one game to go. The Cardinals beat the Cubs yesterday 2-1. The Bears are beating Tampa Bay right now at Soldier Field in the second quarter. The score is Bears 28, Tampa Bay 3. And our postgame show with Hampo B. and Cause gets underway at 6 o'clock after Sox baseball today here on 720 WGN.
The Bears keep doing as well as they do. Hamp's not going to have anything.
He's not going to have anything to yell about. That show getting underway, 6 o'clock.
Are they back in the office watching the game right now?
I walked by there a little bit ago, and I didn't see them yet. So maybe they're in
slaughter any meat.
They're on the other side.
Usually, while the games are going on, they're in a, they usually go in a conference room.
Right.
And they have like tons of food, like enough food to feed 50 people. Yet there's only three of them.
Well, they share. I can attest to that.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm afraid to go in there.
I'm not.
I went in there one time and Hamp almost bit my hand right off.
He's very nice
to me. Almost bit my entire hand right off.
He's very nice to me.
Well, it's nice to me too, buddy.
You almost bit your hand off.
When he's mad, you don't want to be around Hamp when he gets angry.
Well, like and the second quarter now, Bears 28, Tampa Bay 3, but the game is less than half over.
But let me just say, whatever is happening with that, what we have on the radio is far more entertaining.
Well, we're going to continue to talk food, right? And the White Sox coming up in
I love when we tell people they should be listening to something else. That's my favorite thing during football season.
Yes, listen to something else. Yeah. we're here to tell you where to listen to something else. But the post-game show is at 6 o'clock. Hamp will be in cause right here and nowhere else.
Yep.
But 720 WGN and WGNradio.com.
Hamp may or may not have eaten someone's arm
yet.
Depending on what happens.
WGN traffic. Kennedy now is about 40 minutes now from O'Hare to downtown. 25 minutes in the express lanes. On the Eisenhower, we are looking at 35 minutes from Route 390 on into the Burns Circle. The Dan Ryan stop and go from 95th to downtown. And a number of accidents that we've been reporting on in the suburbs. Still a fire situation in Elmwood Park at North Avenue in both directions between 76th and Thatcher. That's an apartment fire going on. In Elgin, still a problem. Liberty Street north of Chicago due to an earlier accident. An overturned truck in Bartlett at Lake Street in US 20, also at Park Avenue. And we also had a report from Munster, Indiana concerning the Ride for Victory there. Traffic very heavy around Calumet Avenue and Ridge Road. That event is wrapping up, but I imagine it will be a while before traffic is back to normal there.
That traffic report, far more entertaining than any Bears
game. Any Bears game. Even the Super Bowl from 1986?
Yep.
Well, yep. I'll tell you what. That is the reason why this traffic report is sponsored by MyPillow. Your mattress
and by your pillow?
No, MyPillow. Not your pillow, MyPillow.
I don't think we need you to bring your bed objects onto the show.
You don't want to see my
pillow. I know we're trying to compete against the Bears game, but let's keep it PG rated here if you don't mind.
I'm just reading the copy here. Sponsored
about
by
his
bed
sheets or something. What?
The traffic report sponsored by MyPillow.
Yeah, that's what I said. Your pillow.
Now let me ask you this. Is your mattress uncomfortable?
Oh.
You need
not as
a
uncomfortable,
MyPillow mattress.
Not as uncomfortable as this segment.
You need a MyPillow mattress topper, transforming any bed into the most comfortable bed you will ever own. Use promo code WGN at MyPillow.com for 30% off plus 2 free standard MyPillows. And for traffic, personalized traffic on demand, we have given you personalized traffic all morning.
Yep.
You can get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago and the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. A cloudy afternoon, high in the 60s. Cloudy overnight, maybe a thunderstorm, low in the 50s. Cloudy for the morning hours tomorrow with some possible showers. Then turning partly sunny, a little warmer for tomorrow afternoon, high in the mid-70s. O'Hare 61, Midway, and Chicago's Lakefront both come in at 65. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join this conversation whenever a story changes, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And it's Dean Richards' bonus show today. Getting ready for White Sox pregame that will happen in about 15 minutes or so. Something like that. So we're talking with the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association before the news about Chicago Gourmet that's going on right now. And one of the things that took place the other day for Chicago Gourmet was a big burger competition of, you know, these fancy gourmet burgers that places serve. And the burger that won was from a place called the Maillard Cafe. Is that how you say it? Maillard.
I would say it would be Maillard.
I think it's Maillard.
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 I mean, if they're doing foie gras on a hamburger, I would have to say it might be Maillard.
It is called Maillard Tavern.
Oui.
M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D. Same owners, same chef as Piccolo Sogno and Nonina. So, you know, two pretty high upscale Italian joints as well. So he puts out what he calls the chef, whose name is Tony Priolo, puts out a burger called the City Slicker Burger with black truffle pesto, foie gras mayonnaise, seared foie gras, and crispy prosciutto di Parma on the burger. And my contention is that's too much stuff on a burger. That's too much stuff that shouldn't be on a burger on a burger.
That's a lot of force-fed geese liver.
It's way too much geese. Anything related to a goose should not be on a burger, period, much less their liver. But it won. It won the competition. It won both the fancy judges who were judging it and also the People's Choice Award. So, you know, somebody likes it. Once again, Dean Richards, party of one. You know, my opinion on this. It's not my kind of burger. Here's what I like on my burger. I like a good quality meat, like a ground beef. I like a good, homegrown tomato slice on it. I like some lettuce. I love some dill pickle slices on it. Ketchup, mustard, call it a day. That's it. No bacon. I'm not a bacon burger person either. I know people love bacon on their burger. Not me. We're allowed to have different opinions, right? It's not like the Senate's investigating us of what we're putting on our burgers.
No. not yet.
It's not like when I was a teenager, I put something on my burger and someone's now investigating what I put on my burger from back. That's not happening. It's just my opinion on this. That's all. It's just what I like on a burger. So I don't like any of this fancy schmancy stuff that there seems to be popular with the burgers. You know who makes a good burger? Have you ever been, Schwani, to Au Cheval?
No.
On Randolph Street?
No.
They make the most delicious, it's the most delicious quality burger. It's a nice, it's probably about a quarter pound patty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, you know, just a regular burger. Lovely seasoned, you know, not overly flourished. Delicious.
Yeah.
You know where else I like? Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys burgers?
Five Guys makes a good
Five
burger.
Guys, they make a good burger.
They make a good burger there.
They give you all kinds of French fries.
You can. There. Well, you can, but I mean, you can.
Yeah, Five Guys does make a good burger.
If you want a lot of toppings, you can get a lot of toppings there. If you don't, you don't have to. And the fries are to die for there. They're amazing.
And there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah, you get like, a 10-pound bag of French fries. It's ridiculous. Got to get a wagon. When I go there, I bring a wagon with me.
You take out the whole bag of potatoes.
Yeah,
in there.
Exactly. Now, you said that you like some burger places.
Well, as I mentioned, I wasn't kidding about Billy Goat. I do like those burgers that they serve up in there.
Yeah.
And I'm a basic burger type of person, too. Two places downtown in the Loop that have been here forever. Both of them serving up great burgers. Miller's Pub and Exchequer. Just up within a block of each other.
Is Exchequer it's like a fast food place, right?
Exchequer? No, it's a sit-down restaurant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it on Wabash?
It's on Wabash in between Jackson and Adams.
It's right near Miller's Pub, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's just okay. Within a block of Miller's.
I know what you're talking about. You know what I was thinking about when you said that was Checkers.
Oh, Checkers.
That fast food place.
No,
I don't even think they're in Chicago anymore.
No, there used to. Wasn't there one on State Street?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not sure.
Yeah, but Miller's and Exchequer.
You know, Miller's does make an excellent burger.
They really do.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I've always never gone wrong there. And if you want to talk about, something nostalgic and near. And everybody's got their favorite place when they grew up. And back home in Highland, Indiana, Miner Don Hamburgers on Indianapolis Boulevard. They've been in business for 80 years, and they still taste the same as they did when I was a kid.
Here's somebody who's texting in that Maillard is the searing effect when meat proteins are heated at a high temperature. It's the seared crust on a steak or burger. It's what makes red meat so tasty.
The seared?
The searing, searing effect.
The way you sear the meat rather than fry it or cook it.
I guess so, but I mean, you know, if I'm putting a burger on a grill over an open flame, that's pretty searing.
Yeah, I would think.
You know, and so, yeah, if you're, I like a burger that's a little bit, you know, charred. I also enjoy that. But I'm talking about toppings on it. You know, so often, I don't know if this is still the case, but all these burger places, you know, were putting fried egg. Everybody was putting a fried egg on
the burger.
That
was a big deal, wasn't it?
I imagine people are still doing that. And people, you know, I tried it once. I didn't like it. People said, oh, you didn't have it properly. What do you mean I didn't have it properly? What was I supposed to do? Somebody's saying that they choose Portillo's.
Oh, Portillo's.
Portillo's makes an excellent burger.
Sure.
Portillo's makes an excellent burger. Charcoal Delight. It's another fast food place.
Yeah, there's one on Foster.
They're good. Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, there's some choices. You can continue to send those in if you'd like. 312-981-7200. We are going to take a break, and we're going to get set for Andy Mazur's White Sox pregame that's coming up. Some good choices here for burger places being texted in. Lucky Monk in South Barrington. Hackney's in Glenview. Oh, they make good burgers. Hackney's is great. And that brick onion loaf, that's some good eating right there. The office in Weston, Illinois, the assembly in Hoffman Estates, Freddy's in Bridge. Oh, I've been to Freddy's. They make great burgers there, too. Good suggestions here. Good stuff. That's going to wind it up for us today. We'll see you tomorrow on the WGN-TV Morning News. Talking with Ryan Gosling tomorrow. Talked to him at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday about his new movie, First Man, the Neil Armstrong landing on the moon movie. So we'll share some of that interview with you tomorrow. That movie's going to open in a couple of weeks. Next week here on the Sunday show, Bradley Cooper talks about what is without a doubt one of the best movies of 2018, A Star is Born. We'll share my one-on-one conversation with Bradley Cooper. We'll tell you all about why I am giving A Star is Born a Dean's List A+. I hardly ever give those out, but man, what a movie that is. I'll tell you much more about that. We'll see you tomorrow morning also, and Monday through Friday, not only on the WGN-TV Morning News, but in the 8 to 8:30 half hour on Steve Cochran's show here on WGN. Andy Mazur is coming up next with the final White Sox pregame show of the year, and then we've got White Sox baseball action for you.